now hiring. They are a home care agency who provide non-medical home care services for seniors in our community and are looking to add to their award-winning team of caregivers. If you're interested in flexible hours with opportunities for full or part-time work, we invite you to apply to join the Home Helpers team. Apply today online at ReadingHomeHelpers.com or drop off your resume at 2620 Lexburg Lane. Reading Home Helpers, serving our community for 16 years, and we look forward to meeting you.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homelessness.
I expected it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to MakeTheConnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Well, it's our weekly time to chat about the important issues according to Talkers Magazine. We're going to go through the charts for the week of July 13th to the 17th here with the DJV gang. It's sort of a companion piece to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison. So every week, lots of stations that carry the DJV show and stations that don't. They get to know you ladies and what we do on the DJV program to a point, because we're not strapped to the issues necessarily on the DJV show, but we do have important things to talk about with regard to these top 10 as a reflection of what other talk radio hosts and professionals are doing. So we go through the top 10 stories, and if we have time, the people list. I guess that we'll start at number 10 with a focus on Nick Cannon and the controversy regarding what he said. I've made it very clear what I think about this. I think it's complete nonsense. I don't know Nick Cannon. He's a pretty popular radio host, television personality, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And he said something that, in my mind, is quite true. He may have said it better. It could have been more explained. But the controversy created by people who either want to create controversy, they don't understand what he said because they don't understand what the term Semite means, and or they just want to sell newspapers or get people to watch their TV show, news show. That's
or
it.
His higher-ups are all Jewish and they were offended.
Yeah, well, okay.
There's also that.
Yeah, that's true. Yep, I'll go with that. Yes. Uh-huh.
The people who run Viacom, all of his bosses.
Yep, all Jewish. Yep, okay, so there it is. Do we have more to say
but
about
I don't think
that?
But I agree with you. I don't think he should lose his career over this.
No.
He handled it really clunkily, but I think that he should have. I think he's come forward. He's apologized. He said he's open to learning. He's been discussing things with rabbis.
But I'm sorry that he even has to apologize. I mean,
yeah,
here's
me
the
too.
Thing. We live in America. And
well, he
we
apologized
have
for the people that he offended, and I think that
that's
is appropriate.
Fine. If that's his choice, that's fine. If he was driven to that choice because he was afraid he was going to lose his whole career, well, then I don't know how meaningful that apology is. Apologies to begin with.
Right.
But the idea that we're just jumping on people that we disagree with, so he says something stupid, so he says something hateful, big deal, live your life. People
well, it isn't
say stupid,
even hateful.
Hateful things all the time.
There's nothing hateful in that, frankly, for me anyway. I don't see anything hateful in it at all.
Well, he just
I don't have a horse in this race, so I don't really care that much. But I know Jewish people were very offended
well,
by what he said.
It just shows you what the power of the news media is all about. When there was never any thorough explanation because nobody took the term Semite and explained what a Semite is.
Well, he also went on to say that white people were less than black people, and so that's where
well,
a lot of
that's
you know
pretty stupid. I didn't know he said that.
It was a longer statement than the one that you're aware of.
So that's just a really stupid thing to say.
Well, and that's why it's also, I don't understand why people go, oh, you know, so he says something like that. So let's look at how he lives his life. Do we really think that Nick Cannon is a racist? He works for and with Jewish people. His kids are half white. I mean, I don't know. To me, people's actions are far more, they demonstrate people, right?
Amen.
They demonstrate who people are.
Amen. All right. Speaking of Jewish people, number nine, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the Supreme Court, there are two separate things here. The Supreme Court rulings about her health has gotten a lot of attention. Here's somebody is with Alex Trebek. What's the old expression, keep on ticking? That was the Timex thing after they take a licking.
It just keeps on ticking.
She's amazing. Was she 86? How old is Ruth Bader Ginsburg? Something like
87.
Yeah.
I think I've said this before, but I think there's like some sort of sonar pulse that only liberals in the country can hear just to make sure she's still going. You know, the boom, 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 boom.
Right.
Because people want to keep
a lot of women
Trump
for sure.
To replace her.
Yep.
I don't want any of that. All right. So that's number nine. Number eight, the lifting of the ban on federal executions. This seemed to be counterintuitive, or I guess maybe if it is counterintuitive, or it seems to be, it's only because it hadn't been dealt with for 20 years, or there haven't been any executions for 20 years. The guy they executed was a bad guy.
I think there were two or three this week.
Yeah, I think there were two. Yeah. The first, I'm thinking of the first one. I didn't pay much attention after that to the others. So I don't much believe in.
I can't believe we even do this in
capital punishment.
Yeah.
Because I don't think it's I think there are some crimes that are so heinous that the people that get it deserve it, and that's just it. But if you're not sure about, and a lot of these people that get executed, well, frankly, a lot of people just go to jail. Down the road, it turns out they weren't guilty of anything, and so it's when you express the anger toward people who really didn't do anything in this sense, because what's the ultimate anger? The ultimate anger is killing somebody. So whether it's state-sponsored murder or whether it's somebody pulling a gun and robbing a store.
You know, when it comes to some people who are that bad, you have to look at the will and the want of the victims. And I do.
That's why I said I make exceptions for it.
I told you guys this before, but one of my best friends, her grandparents were killed by Richard Ramirez, who was the Night Stalker, and that was a serial killer that plagued the Los Angeles area for months in the late 80s. I mean, I was scared to death. I still won't live in a yellow house because that's what he targeted. But he not only killed the grandparents.
Really? I forget.
Oh, yeah. I won't do it. He ate their eyeballs and he raped her grandmother and really horrifying things. And I talked to her about it one day. She was pretty open about it. And she said, the only thing that will bring my family closure is to know that he's no longer here. Now, he ended up dying on death row because we live in California and there's not executions. But you have to respect the will of the victims at that point. And there are some cases when this is the only right and just punishment.
Did you say that he killed people in yellow houses only?
Yes. Not only, but that
was the... So, you know what color OJ's wife, you know, that if you go up...
House.
Yeah.
Yeah, I won't live in a yellow house. And he would.
Well, it wasn't
would
that
target...
different time periods, though.
Yeah, no, but I'm just saying it's. This came to my mind.
But trying to give driven... you're trying to give the juice a way out.
I've driven by that house 100 times. No, I wouldn't give.
Does someone live there now?
Sure, I bet.
Yeah,
I can't imagine.
I think they got rid of
the restaurant. Down.
Yeah,
they
the
tore the restaurant down, but they didn't. The house is still there.
But yeah, he would go after houses that were close to the freeway and usually yellow. Sick.
Weird. All right, let's see. Let's move to number seven, our relationship with China. I don't know why that's seven. It ought to be number one or two as far as I'm concerned. I continue to ask the question. Jennifer has a partial answer, at least from the administration point of view. But I see the people in the Senate and the House just flat on their feet when it comes to this. My question remains, what are we as a country doing? What do you as voters expect to be done to get reparations from China for this worldwide disaster that the Chinese Communist Party and leadership in China have caused? What are we doing about getting reparation? What is the world? Many more countries are much more active about this than we are, and that begs the question why. Yes, Jennifer.
The only two people that I've heard actually really try to make a concerted effort of holding the Chinese accountable in Congress are Senator Tom Cotton and Representative Dan Crenshaw.
So where's everybody else? What are we doing?
Well, everybody's bread is buttered. Here's the thing, and I can't remember who wrote this article, but it was great, and I will try to find it, and maybe we can tweet it out at DJ V Show. There was this article taking Hollywood to task for actually making the Chinese Communist Party is sort of the ruling class of Hollywood. Hollywood would change scripts based on what the Chinese government would say.
Yeah,
there are a lot of people who make money off the Chinese, so I have to think that that maybe our legislators are in the same boat. Maybe a lot of them are in the pocket in some way of the Chinese, and that they're afraid to speak out.
Let's check your portfolios, stock portfolios, and campaign contributions. Meanwhile, I told the story this week of needing a new refrigerator, and I've been on this campaign. I'm looking on my farm. Most of the folks who listen to this program know that I'm a farmer, in addition to being a broadcaster. And so when it comes to buying parts or supplies for the farm, I look far and wide, and I've instructed my people who buy things for the farm to not buy anything made in China. Pretty hard to do that, we are finding. But the latest example, my refrigerator went on the fritz this week, so I went on the hunt, and it took me 2 days, stopping at four or five places each day to find a refrigerator that was not made in China. That's how bad it is. And when you put two and two together and you understand what really is going on, so here's another example of the Chinese wrapping up everything and taking advantage. First, they start the virus, creates problems around the world with the supply chain because all the factories closed down. Well, so they said in China they closed their factories down. They did for a couple of weeks, but then they forced the whole business with the Muslims and the forced work camps. They forced the Muslims that they have in their country to go to work in these plants to go back to building whatever it is, like parts for cars and refrigerators and all of that stuff. But I finally found...
Yeah, they forced the Uyghur population, that's one of the Muslim populations, to basically be canaries in a coal mine.
Yeah, right, exactly. That's what they do. And nobody, you don't see that headline in the news media. Meanwhile, by the time I was done yesterday, I had been to seven different stores, a couple of them twice, and I finally decided I didn't need one. I made arrangements so that I, even though mine's on the fritz, I used an old one to hold my food until I could get what I wanted, which turned out to be a refrigerator that is assembled in America with parts made in Canada and Mexico. Okay? That's the best you can do. That was the best I can do. And it's an RCA Whirlpool. Well, they don't call it RCA anymore. It's a Whirlpool. So if you're looking for something that's not made in China, you can't, most of the other brands.
I like Whirlpool. That's a good brand.
Whirlpool's good. So General Electric? Nope. No more. General Electric. Chinese company owns them. And a half a dozen other companies that make refrigerators. So you see how we're getting screwed, and we're letting ourselves.
Well, I do applaud you for all that research, because now if I buy an appliance, I don't have to do the research. Right. Well, I know to just buy Whirlpool.
You should actually start a website. You should start a website for people who are looking for that stuff.
Yeah, I should do a lot of things that I don't have time for. Podcast on where to find. Right? How about we do that? Let's do a podcast on where to find a new refrigerator. Excuse me, not made in China. All right, I'll fix my voice. We'll pause here on the Talk Radio Roundup.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. Millions of Americans have chronic kidney disease. Hundreds of thousands will progress to end-stage kidney disease, requiring either dialysis or kidney transplant. But research is underway to keep people from reaching that point.
And our goal is to take a look at how we can repair the diabetic kidney in terms of delaying the rate of progression of kidney failure.
Nephrologist Dr. LaTanya Hickson is part of the research team looking at using stem cells to help regenerate failing kidneys.
We take these cells from our abdominal fat, and these cells cells we can inject back into the body for them to do good. And they basically tell the kidney or other organ systems that are impaired that they need to wake up and get back to work and help heal that organ system.
While there's a lot more research ahead, Dr. Hickson is excited about the possibilities. For Mayo Clinic Radio, I'm Joel Streed.
Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. I know it has the same benefit. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually, these are people, they're not actors, they're not phony balonies, they're really people that have called into Calitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
The Top Radio Countdown.
You know, it can be difficult to find a trustworthy, knowledgeable, and yet affordable auto repair shop. Advanced Automotive is the second generation, locally owned, full-service repair shop serving our community since 1993, and one of only four AAA-approved auto repair shops in the Reading area. Advanced Automotive has a goal, and it's to keep it simple to have safe, reliable vehicles for our customers and our community. Call or come by to meet the crew who is here to serve you. 244-4423. Advanced Automotive.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Back to the Talk Radio Review. The ladies from the DJV show and I are here to go through the numbers. It's a Victoria Keelan Day, Jennifer Horn Day, Doug Steffen Day. We've been through, let's see, number 10 is Nick Cannon, Ruth Bader Ginsburg is 9, the executions 8, our relationship with China 7. I'm going to say something. I just got this email from somebody, and it's a post. So I'm going to read it, and I'm going to just let it go where it may. This fellow's name is Larry, and he said, I don't try to raise many feathers. Once in a while, I take a chance. I don't want anybody to look askance at me. I'm an American. I was an Eagle Scout. I do the Pledge of Allegiance. My parents were fraternal organizations, belonged to the Moose Club and the Elks Club. I love my country. I love the land. I love, you get the drift here. He tells about the story when he was a young man. His family only bought General Motors products. Family taught him that if you didn't support our communities
and buy American, you were killing American jobs. He said, I was ignorant. We all say stupid things when we don't know enough about a thing. I am sure I still do it, but I am far more careful now and often reserve judgment, knowing I probably don't know enough about a situation, and I don't want to say something dumb that I'll have to retract later. We are conditioned. Our parents told us how to and what to buy, and many of us stayed with that. And so he goes on to talk about what he buys and why he buys it. He says, look for what works and don't buy what doesn't work. Basically saying buy things that are good for you, and it's not about where it comes from, it's about whether it's good for you. I don't agree. Well, I guess I do to a point. We all kind of vote our conscience and we all kind of follow our wallet when it comes to making decisions about things. So I'm not buying things that are made in China. Am I going to have to buy a few things? Maybe at some point in time if I'm forced into it.
Unfortunately,
but it's time for us
reality.
To wake up, and that's what he's saying here. I didn't pay any attention to where things came from.
Yeah.
It's time we do.
That's the point, is that it is so hard. And I think I told you guys, too, and you can probably agree with this statement. A couple of years ago, my friends tried to buy only American-made Christmas gifts for their whole Christmas season. And there was a lot of Corningware, and there was a lot of Yankee candles, because it was really difficult to find anything. You want to try to find someone a shirt that wasn't made in China? Please.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And so I think the fact that you're talking about this, I respect it, because I think we have to bring back at least some of our American industry back to America.
We're not even making an
attempt. I mean, okay, forget the shirt or forget, you know, the Kathy Lee Visa tag or Barbara Mandrell Visa tag made in the USA. But for the stuff that makes us the most vulnerable, like our pharmaceutical industry, like our PPE, that stuff needs to be made here so that we can control it. We can control the quality of it.
But it's like crickets from Washington. Where's the House? Where's the Senate on this? Where the hell are they?
Like I said, there are two people that I've heard talk about this, and it's Tom Cotton, the senator, and Dan Crenshaw, the representative, and both of them put together a joint bill that went nowhere to take China to task and to incentivize American business to come back.
All right.
And I think Marsha Blackburn, actually, I will give her credit, too. I think she had something about the Chinese as well.
Number six, this is Victoria's bailiwick, that Twitter hack. You want to explain if people didn't hear what went on, what actually did go down, Victoria?
Yeah, it was the largest hack that Twitter has ever experienced, and unfortunately, some people lost some money, and they targeted every major name. I don't think Trump was targeted, though, actually, now that I think about it, but pretty much every other big name was across various fields, celebrities, President Obama, Joe Biden, everybody. And so Elon Musk, his account kind of started it. He didn't do it, but that's where the hackers first hacked into, and then they offered, he said, I'm feeling generous for the next 30 minutes. If you send me $1,000 in Bitcoin, I'll send you $2,000 or something like that.
Right.
And people gave these various accounts $118,000 in Bitcoin.
28 past the hour.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Time for you to brighten up your smile, make it whiter, because if you're a coffee drinker, a tea drinker, a red wine drinker, or you're a smoker, it's taken the shine from your grin. Over the years, a lot of people have tried tooth whitening products, varying things, the strips that can take 30 minutes or more, the trays, the gels. What a mess. Here's the 5-minute solution to a bright white smile. It's called Power Swabs. Works in 5 minutes, no mess, no fuss. It's an all-natural patented tooth detergent and whitening agent that lightens the stains in your teeth in 5 minutes. You snap open the tube, swab your teeth, and start smiling again. You do it every 5 or 6 days, it really will change the way you look. Power Swabs, remove the stains. Go to powerswabs.com and use the code DJV10 to get 40% off plus another $10 and free shipping. That's powerswabs.com. Use the code DJV10.
When everything is changing, you need a store that's a constant. A store that has the brands your family loves and the value that you need. A store where you can stock up, pick up, and drive up. A store that's close to home and feels like home. A store that puts the health and safety of you and your family above all else. And a store that's always here to help. At Kohl's, we don't know what next year will look like. We just know that we'll be here for you no matter what. Kohl's, here today, here to stay. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their lives. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, here to discuss the people and the stories that are part of the overview this week. As I mentioned earlier, it's a companion piece for the official Talk Radio Countdown show. And one of the things that is sort of a sidebar conversation, but yet got a lot of attention this week, the story of, I never pronounce her name right, Victoria, Ghislaine Max, Ghislaine?
Yes, the S is silent, yes.
Okay, all right. So what's the, she's in jail, not in jail, where is she in jail? She got a lot of money, where do we know?
Yeah. She is behind bars. Yeah, she's behind bars, and she is at the Manhattan Correctional Facility, where El Chapo was a guest, and her ex-buddy, Jeffrey Epstein, was also a guest who never... It was the Hotel California for him. He never got to check out.
I'm going to bet that it could be the Hotel California for her, too.
That is definitely a lot of speculation about it. She certainly... We know that she has a lot of money. That is all hidden. She has... This week, we found out she has a secret husband. She refused to even name him in the pretrial, proceedings. And so... She's
imagine
obviously
marrying
flight
into
risk.
That. Can you imagine?
Oh, I mean, she's so messed
Why would
up in
you
the
marry
head.
Her?
Well, I think she paid him to marry her so that she could transfer stuff into his name. I think that's really what happened. And I don't think it's a real love match, but yeah, it's a mess. So anyway, her $5 million bail was denied. So she has to sit in jail at the Manhattan Correctional Facility until next July when her trial begins, if she's still around.
And that's because the argument's being made that she is a flight risk, even though her lawyer said, oh, she's not going anywhere, but she has three passports, she has all these connections.
Right. Fake names.
She can get on a private plane, go out to Teterboro or someplace that nobody looks at, and jump on a plane, see you later.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of interesting that they are moving her around every single night. They move her cell to cell because Bill Barr, who's the attorney general, said you have to keep her alive, obviously, because Jeffrey Epstein hung himself.
Didn't make
They're
it.
Watching
Didn't
her.
Make
like
the cut.
And also, Ghislaine Maxwell is the one, a couple days before Jeffrey Epstein's townhouse in New York got raided by the FBI, Ghislaine Maxwell is on street cams walking into that apartment and walking out with stuff. And so she has the hard drives because he filmed every single sexual escapade. Every room in that townhouse, and it's a big townhouse, every room had cameras in it. And he admitted to some of the girls that he kept as sex slaves that he filmed every single person. So the list of famous men who could literally be taken down in one sentence with Ghislaine Maxwell's testimony, it's a long list. So a lot of people would not want her to make it until next July, just like Epstein.
A lot of time between now and then, a lot of ropes to trip on. Another name in the news this week, number five, is Mary Trump regarding that book and how it has broken records. Huge
I'm surprised by
sales,
that.
Staggering, almost 1 million copies the first day.
That was
day.
The first day, I know. Yeah. I'm very surprised by this.
Who's reading it, I wonder?
That's what I'm
Not
wondering.
Yeah, who is reading it? Who would be candidate? What, have you
Obviously
talked about this
somebody.
On your local show in L.A.?
A little bit. We listened to a little bit of her. She did an interview this week with George Stephanopoulos and talked a little bit about it. The problem is she doesn't have a lot of receipts. She doesn't have a lot of proof. She makes a lot of claims. She was actually in the Oval Office with the president in 2016 and was comforting him a bit. Saying, don't let these people get you down. And now she's changed her tune saying that he needs to resign. So it's, is it an opportunistic move? Are people really interested in Trump and behind the scenes? Yes. Do they want to hear negative stuff about him? Yeah. So I think she's playing into that appetite. And I guess those are the people who are buying the book.
The only thing I found funny about it was that when she was like 12 or 11 or something, when Donald was still married to Ivana, that they gave her a re-gifted gift basket and they took the caviar out. So she got like salami and cheese. She's 11 or 12 years old. That to me is the only fun. Like, that's like, I don't need to read the book. I just laughed at that. I thought that was hilarious.
That may tell the story. But when you compare it, we had John. Over the years, I've grown weary of talking to people who have tell-all books, and so we don't, on the DJV program, actually do many interviews with anybody because I find that it becomes, I think it's bad listening, bad radio. At any rate, I made an exception for that, inviting John Bolton to come on, and we actually, the three of us, had a pretty good conversation with him. And if you look at the stats, that book that he talked about, The Room Where It Happened, has sold it sold almost 800,000 copies in the first week. But that compared to Mary Trump's book selling almost 1 million copies the first day.
Yeah.
One, and compare it to Bob Woodward's 900,000 books the first day when he was out with Fear. That was the name of the book. And then Comey's book sold 600,000 copies at the end of the first week. That was a waste of time.
I guess John Bolton's book, if you're interested in taking down President Trump, you'd probably be more interested in Bolton's book because this book is more about her claims that he cheated on the SAT.
Mary Trump's book doesn't help his image either.
Well, no, I think people are. I think people are more interested in the details of like regifting and yeah. I think that's the kind of salacious stuff that people are really more interested in than boring John Bolton. Like Doug said, well, congratulations, sir. You got 800 pages out of one phone call or whatever it was. So
yeah, right. Yeah. Anyway, I wouldn't mind having her on if you can find her, Victoria. I think that might be an interesting conversation to have.
That's a huge ask.
Well, we'll see what happens. All right, number four on our countdown, the Black Lives Matter movement, some of the violence that's connected to it, and this whole issue of what to do with the local police. Do you take money away from them? Do you reorganize the department? People who are soft in their brain and the head think it's okay to defund them. So you keep thinking that way and see what happens. I don't get why anybody thinks. I'm not sure. I think people get onto this bandwagon like so many others, and they don't think through. They don't even understand what the lingo is about. Do you know what defunding?
It's a horrible term. It was a wrong choice.
Yeah.
You know, but like in our community, they've decided that, and I think in New York City they're doing this too. You know, you shouldn't call the police if your neighbor's music is loud, but that's what people do. So peace officers, which used to be a thing, is actually that's one solution that a lot of communities are saying, okay,
community
so this is a trained person who can write a ticket if needed, and if your neighbor's music is loud, or you know the garbage can is crossed over onto your property, people call the cops for that. So it's just people rely way too much on the police, and restructuring that to have someone who's you know like a community security guard or whatever, that's part of the dialogue, and I think people are missing that because this headline of defunding, that term, is freaking people out.
Yeah. It's not appropriate at all.
Well, it should, because in L.A., they've defunded, and they've gotten rid of things that used to serve a lot of the most vulnerable.
How do they get away with any of this stuff in Los Angeles?
I mean, if they got rid of the gangs unit, the special victims unit, you have no common sense?
No, they have no common sense.
How
do we grow so many people in one state? It's like a weed, and the
but
people
the
who have common sense are moving.
Yeah, but the gangs thing, I was reading some of the stuff from California. There were cops who got busted for falsifying records saying it was gang related activity, and it wasn't.
It was a separate thing. That was with the Cal Gang database, and those cops
the database,
three of
right.
them. And there were three of them, and those cops were
what was their incentive for that? Just upping the numbers
so they justified
their jobs?
Yeah,
so
maybe,
what's going to be left of California?
Getting
you know,
rid of plainclothes cops.
Future.
That used to take guns off the street, bad idea.
The homeless people, the gangs, and lunatic liberals. That's what's going to be left in California.
Isn't that already what's there?
Yeah, well, kind of. I feel like all those people and Jennifer's there.
And then Jen.
And I spend 4 months a year there as I can. But I will tell you, the political realities of that state, I owned property there for, 14 years or so? 15, 16, maybe more than that. I'm trying to remember, 2001 to a couple of years ago. So, yeah, 15, 16 years. I would never own property there again. Never.
Well, the homeless situation is just
and
awful.
And that place I lived in last year, you know, it was a nice neighborhood, quiet neighborhood in Venice. And it was horrible. My car got broken into twice in the first 2 weeks I was there. I've never had my car broken into before.
Yeah.
They walk right up to you on the street.
Yep.
And it cost
and
you.
Why
it's,
is that?
It's
because they declassified. Yeah, because they declassified crimes. So all the stuff that used to be felonies, it's now misdemeanors. So people know that they can commit crimes, and they'll probably get a ticket. If they get arrested, they get let out of jail. People commit multiple crimes in the same day because we don't want to be tough on crime because we want people to have a chance. Well, while they're getting your chance, your car is getting.
And anybody who's got any brains is moving out, moving to San Antonio, Austin. To Flagstaff, Arizona.
Austin can't even handle any more people.
No, California.
Austin is just, it's swelled up so quickly that they didn't have the infrastructure for it. I have a friend who got transferred to Austin, when he got there, he's like, oh my God. He's like, the rent, just everything has just exploded in Austin.
Bananas.
It's a cool place to live, but it's tough. Mm.
Willie lives there. Number three, coming up in a moment, the focus on the presidential race. Oh yes. There is a presidential race. That's going to be the third rail after the COVID and the Black Lives Matter movement. You wait and see as things get heated up this fall. We'll get to that in a moment here. From Talkers Magazine, we present the people list, the top 10 list of those, and there are a number of names here Ms. Maxwell and Mr. Cannon made it in at number 10. Ruth Bader Ginsburg at 9. Barack Obama and Bill Gates because of the hack at number 8. Andrew Cuomo at 7. Jeff Sessions lost an election this week. That was pretty interesting. That was number 6. Mary Trump in her book, focus on her the namesake, number 5. Number 4, Brad Pascal. Number 3, Joe Biden. Number 2, Dr. Fauci. And number 1 is President Trump. So they got the top. Well, Fauci's been in the top 2 or 3, and obviously Biden's going to be there. So that list, the list underneath that, though, those names have changed a lot this week. As we acknowledge the work done by the folks at Talkers Magazine, you can find Talkers Radio and Talkers Television at talkers.com.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently. And now's the time to join the millions of Americans who've changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillows, MyPillow towel sets, roll-and-go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Go to the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free. That's the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor-formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune-supporting cofactors magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right. Get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping plus a free Ultra Pure Fish Oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently, and now's the time to join the millions of Americans who've changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillows, MyPillow towel sets, roll-and-go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor-formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune-supporting cofactors magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right. Get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping plus a free Ultra Pure Fish Oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly. 1-800-484-5947.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with an overview of the stories from Talkers Magazine this week. The charts for the week of July 13th to the 17th at number 10, the Nick Cannon controversy. At number 9, Ruth Bader Ginsburg and her actions on the Supreme Court and how she's feeling health-wise. Number 8, federal executions and the tax returns. The Fed's in the focus at number 8. China relationship, number 7. Number 6, that Twitter hack that caught so many people literally with their pants down. Mary Trump's book, selling almost 1 million copies the first day, number 5. The Black Lives Matter movement and Nick Cannon, number 4. Presidential politics, number 3. Number one and number two story combo of the COVID, the stats, projections, when is school going to open, do I wear a mask or not, all that stuff. That's found their way, those two items, into the number one and two position on the story list this week from Talkers Magazine. All right, number three here on our review of the hot hits in talk radio, the presidential race. I thought it was interesting this week, Biden and his team put out a lot of position papers on important social issues. I don't know whether that went noticed or not. I saw, read two or three things that have come from them. And interestingly enough, Bernie Sanders is having quite the sway on a lot of the policies that they're putting in their platforms. You know that, ladies?
I did.
Behind the scenes, yeah.
His platform, it's Bernie. Elizabeth Warren also having a huge impact on it. In fact, Axios just wrote a story about it this week. And AOC, too.
Yeah, great.
Well, you have to appeal to all branches of the party. It can't just be, you know, one thing, or else Democrats are not going to vote, and we're not going to get anywhere as a party.
Yeah. They have to appeal to the AOC Bernie thing to make sure they get where they want to go. Number two and number one, all about COVID and the health care situation, the argument about masks, to mask or not to mask, when is school going to open, the whole business. And so the one thing that came out this week was a review of what we said in March, summertime would stem the tide of the virus. Nope.
Nope.
That hasn't quite happened. And so you wonder, okay, well, because it has mutated 18 times. And you don't hear the news media talking about that either. They're still busy scaring the hell out of everybody.
Waiting for a vaccine.
It's no more, and the vaccine's going to be no good anyway because it is about the first incarnation, not what's presently there today or will be when they release the vaccine. Thank you, ladies. Jennifer and Victoria here from the DJV Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference before, during, and after disasters such as hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, or wildfires. So when disaster strikes, you want to be prepared to protect them. Be sure to microchip or tag your pets. Never leave them behind in a major crisis, and be sure to have an emergency kit ready in your home at all times with a pet crate or carrier, leash, blanket, ID, and medications, their water bowl, and 7 to 10 days' worth of food. To find out how to protect your entire family during a disaster and help our best friends in their worst times, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's Tech Talk time. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan here to review the top five items from the world of technology, applied technology, if you will, for the past week. Starting at number five, Zoom made an announcement, Victoria.
Yes, Zoom has gone from software to hardware. They are expanding the company, and they have produced something called Zoom for Home. It's an appliance that's $599. It's going to ship in August. It's a 27-inch touchscreen device that has 3 smart webcams, 8 noise-reducing microphones built in, and it comes preloaded with Zoom software. So $599 might seem like a steep price, but this is as we look into the fall, depending on where you live, a lot of states are not having people back in the office potentially until January, maybe even February of 2021. So this is Zoom is essentially how business conference calls are going to take place.
I use it all the time.
Yeah, everybody does. So and you know, kids were using it for school. So to have a Zoom device at home.
I don't like the fact that it's a Chinese company.
And they've had their issues with security problems and stuff, but it still isn't stopping people from using it, and companies are endorsing it and signing on. So, you know, to have a whole device like this where a company can just send it to someone who needs to be on a remote conference call, it's actually kind of a smart idea.
Number 4 is a focus on Spotify. How many people still are paying attention? I didn't know there was that much business, if you will, anymore with Spotify.
Really? It's the number one music streaming service.
So what do I know?
And podcasts. Well,
anyway, what's the story?
Spotify is revamping its podcast charts because it has expanded its podcast offerings. So now they're going to have 2 different charts. One's called Trending and the other is Top. Trending is going to be based on the speed of growth in listener numbers, which includes 50 of the top rising shows. And then the Top chart will just be the 200 overall. It's going to be localized by region, and it'll be categorized like business, comedy, technology, and so this is going to be they're kind of trying to overlap with Apple, because right now Apple Podcast is still the kind of gold standard of the charts, and so Spotify wants essentially to create their own charts and their own algorithm. So we'll see how it goes, but it's starting to roll out right now.
Number 3 on the list, how to stake your claim in the iPhone slowdown settlement. I want my $25. I want my Mapo. What do we have here?
So this was called Batterygate, and this was the saga that was one of the bigger controversies that Apple has ever faced. They were throttling the iPhones that had aging batteries, and essentially it forced you to buy a new iPhone because they just didn't want to support the old ones anymore because it costs them money to do that. So they would throttle the battery life, and then you would turn on your iPhone 6 or 6S, and you'd have battery, and then it just died. Right. And so they were doing that on purpose. They got caught, and it prompted a class action lawsuit. Now, if you had a 6, 6 Plus, 6S, all the way through an SE, anything before December 21st of 2017, then you are entitled to get your chunk of this. It's only going to probably be $25. It potentially will be less than that by the time they reach this $500 million cap. So if you go to the Apple website, you can in the frequently asked questions, you can sign up. You can see the form, and you can sign up for it. It's not a guarantee you're going to get the money, but at least you can put in for $25 or a gift card.
Number 2 is a Google deal.
Yeah, this was one of the best things I think Google has done in a long time. They announced a new initiative to help U.S. workers get qualified in high-paying, high-growth job fields like data analytics, project management, and user experience design. They're going to fund 100,000 online certification scholarships as part of this initiative, and they said something that I totally agree with, especially now when we talk about how high the unemployment numbers are in our country. Google said college degrees are out of reach for many Americans, and you shouldn't need a college diploma to have economic security. And so they said we need new accessible job training solutions, from enhanced vocational programs to online education, to help America recover and rebuild. So they're committing $10 million to job training, and these are some really great scholarships. If you are looking for work, go on to Google and look into this, because you can get a 4-year degree in 6 months, and that will set you up for a really good, it puts you in a really good position for these emerging fields, which is all tech.
Number 1 this week is pretty scary.
Yeah, this was the biggest hack that Twitter has ever experienced. This was a coordinated attack on its system. They hacked into all of the most prominent and most followed accounts, everyone from Kanye, President Obama, Joe Biden, Bill Gates. It started on Elon Musk's account, Apple, Warren Buffett, Jeff Bezos, Mike Bloomberg. The list went on and on. And so they detected that they believed it was a coordinated social engineering attack by people who targeted some of the employees at Twitter and then accessed their internal systems and tools. So it was a mess.
Yep, pretty messy, Pretty unlucky for them. That's the story. Top five tech stories of the week, courtesy of Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Do you know you might be overpaying for your Medicare supplement plan? Do you get lost in an alphabet maze of plans like A, B, C, D, and G, F? Would you like help getting out of the maze and finding the very best plan for you? We are experienced Medigap agents at Health IQ, and we are on a mission to give people like you fair and square Medigap rates. Health IQ is the only insurance agency that rewards seniors proactively working on their health, like eating right and exercising. You don't have to be an athlete to save money. We reward healthy lifestyles of all kinds. Do you take your vitamins and supplements? Do you stay active and in the know about things that impact your health? If so, you could save money with Health IQ. Let us help you take care of your Medicare supplement needs. To see if you qualify for exclusive savings on Medicare supplement insurance, go to healthiq.com/Medigap. To start saving, go to healthiq.com/Medigap. That's healthiq.com/Medigap.
Health IQ is an agency offering plans from different insurance carriers. No government or Medicare affiliation. Coverage and special rates not available in all counties or cases.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Trump took on the latest news about the coronavirus spikes across the country. Appearing on Fox News Sunday, the president said virus testing is making outbreaks look worse.
They don't test. That's what's possible. We find cases, and many of those cases heal automatically. We're finding, in a way, we're creating trouble.
Mr. Trump chided Dr. Anthony Fauci, the National Institutes of Health expert, describing him as a little bit of an alarmist. But with the flurry of mandates from a number of areas to wear a mask, Mr. Trump says he's not going to consider a national mandate.
I'm a believer in masks. I think masks are good. But I leave it up to the governors. Many of the governors are changing. They're more mask into. They like the concept of masks. But some of them don't agree.
Mr. Trump stuck to the prediction he made back in February that the virus is going to disappear, adding the quote, "I'll be right eventually." Virginia Republicans picked State Delegate Nick Freitas as their candidate in a Richmond area congressional district. He'll face freshman U.S. Representative Abigail Spanberger in the fall. Freitas defeated State Delegate John McGuire and several other candidates in a hard-fought convention that took several hours and three rounds of voting before a winner was declared. China is reporting its imports of U.S. goods rose 10.6% in June over a year earlier, and its global trade also grew.
The numbers are a fresh sign the world's second largest economy is gradually recovering from the pandemic. Customs data shows China's global imports rose 3% to $167.2 billion, while exports edged up 0.4% to $213.6 billion. The global trade surplus was $46.4 billion.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. President Trump expected to meet with top Republicans in Congress tomorrow to discuss the next COVID-19 aid package. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Relief factor. Effective pain relief that really, really works. How do I know that? I don't have a script. I don't have talking points. I live it. I've been taking it for a year and a half. I had a lower back pain issue that had been plaguing me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor for 2 weeks. Yes, 2 weeks, and my pain was gone, and it's still gone. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. Don't take my word for it. See their incredible video testimonials at relieffactor.com. And then find out for yourself if this incredible drug-free product could work for you as well as it does for me and tens of thousands of Americans. It's so very, very simple. Go to relieffactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. And I guarantee it, Dr. G's guarantee, if you take it morning and evening, as do I, for 3 weeks, by the end of that time, you will know if it works for you like it works for me.
Buckingham Palace revealed that Princess Beatrice wore a vintage dress loaned to her by her grandmother, Queen Elizabeth II, at her wedding to Edoardo Mapelli Mosi.
The Queen's granddaughter and the property tycoon were married Friday at a private family event in the Royal Chapel of All Saints at Royal Lodge, Windsor. the 94-year-old British monarch and her husband, Prince Philip, 99, attended along with the parents and siblings of the bride and groom. The palace said guidelines to stop the spread of COVID-19 were followed at the ceremony. Music was played, but there were no hymns and no singing, not even during the national anthem, God Save the Queen. Zaria Shakili, London.
Manuel Matty Maroon, a billionaire businessman who owned a critical bridge that connects Detroit, Michigan to Windsor, Ontario, died. He was 93. More news at townhall.com. Another iconic company parts ways with its Native American corporate logo.
Known especially among baby boomer children from its sponsorship of the beloved nature program,
Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom is presented by the company with coverage for everyone.
Insurance company Mutual of Omaha is retiring its corporate logo, a profile of a Native American chief in headdress. The move comes as corporations and sports teams address new sensitivities and objections to such depictions. The company is creating a new logo and will dedicate portions of its $1 to $2 million of charitable outlays to community-based initiatives that address racial equality and social justice. George Bonzani reporting.
Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross in the hospital for minor non-coronavirus-related issues. The department says he's doing well, and the 82-year-old expected to be released soon. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Enjoy delicious Black Bear Diner food in the comfort of your own cave. Try one of our 9 new family meals to go, like the Breakfast Combo Family Meal loaded with eggs, thick-cut bacon, sausage links, and 4 huge house-baked biscuits. Or the Chicken Fried Steak Family Meal for 4 with country gravy, cornbread muffins, and 2 large family sides. Starting at $19.99, our family meals to go feed 3 to 4, so try all 9. Order carry-out or delivery at
Black Bear Diner.
I'm Lisa. See dealer for details.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
That's the official Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, here with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, with a review of the hot hits from this past week from the world of news talk radio, staying close to the news in our conversation. I said it was the week of July 13th to the 17th, I think, Michael, didn't I?
I believe sure. You did, or I think you were thinking it.
But I was thinking it, yes, that's yeah. Right. Yeah. All right, looking into my mind. Look into my eyes and tell me what I'm thinking. All right, so the story list we'll go through. Michael will do the official review of the stories and the people this week, and then I want to get into some of the nuts and bolts about some of these people and what we need to know or might need to know about them from Michael's perspective. But first, Michael, let's go through the list.
It's a crazy week. That sounds almost like a cliche at this point as we head into the second half of 2020 and deeper into the summer of that most historic year, which is hardly even, you know, it's only half over. We have enough news each week.
Seems like we've been year. Only, we've been, it was 5 minutes ago we had New Year's.
So. Well, that's the way, it certainly feels that way. It's crazy. But we have a lot of news packed into the top 10. At number 10, we have a tie between the Nick Cannon controversy and the Ghislaine Maxwell story. She was denied bail, and a lot of people are nervous about who she's going to point the finger at when the prosecutors pressure her.
She might find herself committing suicide.
That seems to be a habit of some of the people involved in this case. At number nine, the health of Ruth Bader Ginsburg. When she sneezes, the nation holds its breath.
No, the liberals hold their breath. The left holds its breath. Yeah.
It's true, though. My gosh. At number eight, federal executions, and that's tied with Trump's tax returns fight. We went back to federal executions after 17 years. At number seven, U.S.-China relations. At number six, a bunch of stories, the Twitter hack, the Russia hack,
The fact that people can get hacked like that, don't have up the walls that you'd think that they would to protect themselves, and the ridiculous things that were offered by some of Elon Musk said, I'll give you $2,000 if you give me 1,000 Bitcoin. that wasn't what he said, but
That was Bill Gates. Yeah. Well, first of all, don't you love getting emails from famous people? I get emails all day. I get emails from Joseph R. Biden Jr. Mm-hmm. and Donald J. Trump every day. Barack Obama sends me a number of emails. Hey, Mike, we haven't heard from you.
Right. Yeah.
Give $2. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What a bunch of phonies, you know? Ugh.
Unbelievable.
When you look at the emails that they send out. I mean, well, come on. Think about they're the biggest fraudsters in on the internet in terms of emails and outreach are the political campaigns.
Yeah.
We could do a whole show on that. Maybe someday we will.
Well, it shows you how fraudulent the whole system has become. And maybe we get to that when we get to number three. But
they play people
so
for
corrupt.
Fools. They play people. You have been selected to be on the president's gold committee. Right. Or, hey, Mike, we haven't heard back from you. We want to interview you so we know how, it's interview. And then give me a break. At number five, the Mary Trump book, Jeff Sessions loses the runoff in Alabama, and a very controversial poster put out by Andrew Cuomo claiming victory in the COVID-19 battle. And basically, it's quite arrogant. At number four, Black Lives Matter, the urban violence, police defunding, and the NFL's Washington team's name change coming. At number three, the presidential race politics, the Trump campaign shuffle at the top. He switched leaders. And the economy. At number two, health care, masks, the CDC HHS switch. And at number one, COVID-19 stats and projections, and the schools opening debate. That is in the number one position. They've been arguing on the airwaves of talk radio about opening schools, if to open and how to open if they're open. The People Survey at number 10, we have Ghislaine Maxwell and Nick Cannon. Ruth Bader Ginsburg is at 9. At number 8, Barack Obama and Bill Gates. Number 7, Andrew Cuomo. Number 6, Jeff Sessions. Number 5, Mary Trump. That book might set records as a bestseller in years. Well, it's salacious. It's juicy.
My uncle took advantage of me when I was a little girl, and here's the story.
I don't think she says that.
No. Well, I don't mean that kind of advantage. I'm just talking about basically her saying that he was able, because of his, I suppose, position or his balsam, one or the other, to pretty much rule that roost, as it were, in that family. And where'd the money go, I think, is her question, basically.
She tells all. I think she even... I think she even talks about his dyeing his hair. No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
But she talks about getting a gift from Ivana, and she'd given him a gift basket, a fruit basket, and it included caviar. And so they gave it back to her unknowingly, but they'd taken the caviar out of it. That's why
they regifted her and took the caviar. funny.
And one of the stories in there.
Oh gosh. There's nothing more embarrassing than when you regift somebody that they gave you a couple of years earlier.
The Reagans were famous for doing that. I remember Michael, who was a friend of both of ours.
Yes.
I remember once at dinner we were talking about his father and what went on with when he married Nancy, because Nancy wasn't his mother. And they didn't actually get along particularly well. And one of the reasons was because apparently Nancy was always regifting them and their children things that they had given them, or that they knew that Patty or Ron Jr. had given. They knew that there was a cycle of gift giving, and Nancy would just save all the stuff the next year and try to redistribute it to people. You know, she'd give the stuff to Ron or to Patty that Michael or Maureen had given to them. It happens.
And that's why they're that's why they're rich.
Not right. They don't have to buy any gifts at Christmas time.
Wow.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. Number four, we have the two figures involved in the shuffle at the top of the Trump reelection campaign, Brad Parscale and Bill Stipien. I don't know if I'm pronouncing the names properly, but that's the best I can do at this point. Okay. Joe Biden is at 3, Dr. Tony Fauci at 2, and Donald Trump at 1. And that's a snapshot of what's going on in talk radio, what's gone on in talk radio and stations just like the one you folks are listening to for the past week.
President Joe Race, number 3 in the stories list, and Joe Biden, number 3 on the people list. One of the interesting things that's coming out this week is that Biden, apparently in the platform department, is relying heavily on Bernie and Elizabeth Warren and AOC, which will bring those people in, hopefully, for them. Anyway, they're hoping it puts them over the top. And, you know, most of the time, platforms don't have any real impact on what happens after you're elected. It's just, we promised to do this, and we're going to do that. And then, of course, none of it gets done. So, but
well, what happens is circumstances change. The platforms are always based on what happened before the election, and then after the election, circumstances change, and that's the excuse for not fulfilling campaign promises.
Yes, it is. Here's a product that is important. This is the season of COVID, and a lot of people are wondering, what do we do? Well, this product, even though it's been around for 20-some-odd years, it really has become much more popular this year because of what it does. The product I'm talking about is Calitrin. Calitrin is famous around the world as to providing a healthy way to lose weight, a safe way to lose weight, because there are no drugs in this formula. There is no stimulant in this formula. In fact, you can take it with any medication you're on safely without worry. You have 4 capsules you take at night, or maybe a cup of that liquid Calitrin. 45-day money-back guarantee, made in the USA, formulated by a doctor and a staff of 3 nurses. It's just fabulous what this can do to help you and all the members of your family, no matter what their age, lose the weight. As I say, this has been around for 20 years, and it is so safe. That's why people love it so much. And you don't have any recurring plans. You know, they don't get your credit card and keep shipping you every month. You buy what you want and keep what you need. Use it as you can. I recommend the 6-month program because I think it takes that long to lose the weight and to train your body to keep it off, which is another one of the fabulous things about Calitrin. So please go to toploss.com. That's their website, toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV. You won't pay any shipping charges, and you get the summer sizzling sale. Buy 3 of these, get 3 free. So a 3-month, you get a 3-month supply you pay for, and you get 3 more free months to use this and, as I said, train your body to keep the weight off once you get it off. Very safe, very friendly. You can talk to anybody at toploss.com anytime for any problems, any questions you may have, how to use it. Help yourself. They're there at your service. And on your side at Calitrin, it's toploss.com for the website, code DJV for the best deal.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
Magnet schools serve many Connecticut communities with primarily Black and Hispanic students. So to ensure racial integration, rules were adopted requiring at least 25% of new students to be white or Asian. One school in New Haven had to close because it could not meet those requirements. And in Hartford, Black and Hispanic students have been turned away. A brave group called the Connecticut Parents Union is suing the state because its enrollment standards discriminate. Discriminating against any group is wrong because it misses the greatest lesson of the American Civil Rights Movement, that people should not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. America's first principle is that all people are created equal. and our policies ought to reflect that.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Time for you to brighten up your smile, make it whiter, because if you're a coffee drinker, a tea drinker, a red wine drinker, or you're a smoker, it's taken the shine from your grin. Over the years, a lot of people have tried tooth whitening products, varying things, the strips that can take 30 minutes or more, the trays, the gels. What a mess. Here's the 5-minute solution to a bright white smile. It's called Power Swabs. Works in 5 minutes, no mess, no fuss. It's an all-natural, patented tooth detergent and whitening agent that lightens the stains on your teeth in 5 minutes. You snap open the tube, swab your teeth, and start smiling again. And you do it every 5 or 6 days, it really will change the way you look. Power Swabs, remove the stains. Go to powerswabs.com and use the code DJV10 to get 40% off plus another $10 and free shipping. That's powerswabs.com. Use the code DJV10. All right, talk radio and its focus on the news of the day, the information, the whole business about Nick Cannon. I don't know if we can summarize this in 60 seconds or so. I'm finding I have a real problem with this, frankly, but that I'm interested in your point of view and what you are hearing.
My point of view is it's just another guy who sent out a guy in show business. He's got a couple of shows. He's one of the hosts on the Masked Singer.
Yeah,
which I've never seen. I've heard of it. And
it's okay.
I know about it.
Yeah.
And he reportedly made some anti-Semitic remarks.
But they really aren't if you dig into them. And that's the thing, that everybody's gotten so sensitive. I've asked, and nobody has answered me. I don't understand. If you don't know what a Semite is, and most people don't, then you don't know what he was talking about. And the way he put it was awkward and clumsy, but what he said was actually accurate. But because he's working for a lot of folks that are offended
What he said was accurate?
You in terms so? Of talking
you
about
believe,
Semites.
You believe that, I hear music, what does that mean?
Yeah, that means we have to pause for a moment for a word from your local stations, and then we'll continue. 21 after the hour, Talk Radio Review, Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
The debate around guns is focused on the extremes instead of what's actually working. We're the National Shooting Sports Foundation. We represent the gun industry. For decades, we've led real solutions for safer communities while protecting the right to legally own a firearm. Our Project ChildSafe program distributes millions of free gun locks to help prevent accidents. Our work with law enforcement helps prevent suicides, gun thefts, and illegal gun purchases. Learn more at nssfrealsolutions.org. Paid for by the National Shooting Sports Foundation.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor. The road is everything you want it to be.
Everything.
As long as what you want is road.
To ride your motorcycle on.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents basic policies starting at $75 a year. Progressive Motorcycle, for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy is not available in all states.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, 23 after the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, and Doug Steffen from the DJV program and from the American Family Farmer and from the Good Day Health Show, and you name it, we're on the air with it. The business about controversy in general, I think that's one of the things that we, you know, it's, I suppose it's our stock and trade, Michael, when you think about...
Yes, this is the Human Conflict Channel. Welcome to the world of human conflicts.
But isn't it? That's really what it's all of these things. Yeah. Think about whether it's the large or the small, the conflict between China and us as a country, the conflict between Joe Biden and Donald Trump.
It's all about conflict. It's all about conflict. Who to blame, who to fear. It's very contentious. This is the nature of the media in terms of talk media, but it's also the nature of democracy. It's also the nature of politics. It's the story of the human condition. This is not new. It just goes through different periods of time where it's more intense than other times. There's times of war. There's times of peace. To everything, turn. This is age-old philosophy. What's happening now is because we have such a highly electrified, wired, communicative world that we have so much information flying around and everybody has access to sending out their stuff, that the human conflict that's a part of the background of society is now in our faces. So it seems more intense, but it's been going on since we crawled out of the primordial slime.
This is the prime... What's that line? Welcome to the world primeval or something. I've forgotten what...
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends.
That's something to be said for that, yes. All right, let's talk about Dr. Tony Fauci. And do we pay attention to what some of the rumors are regarding his stock portfolio? And is he making decisions driven by his own economic interests? And can we say that about everybody that's on the list or
everybody in the world?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
It's very dangerous to become famous. Poor Dr. Fauci is rolling along as the leading immunologist in the world, you know, and all that. Now he's caught in the crossfire of human conflict.
Is it the crossfire of human conflict or the crossfire of politics and political reality, or are they one and the same?
They are one and the same. Mm-hmm. Just different levels of violence.
Yeah.
No. Different levels of physical violence. Politics is a way of avoiding violence in settling disputes over interests. When I say interests, I don't mean, oh, I find that interesting. Interests as in interests, financial interests. And politics is a way of dealing with that as opposed to guns and killing. And that's why people who think that politics, oh, I love politics, it's so interesting and I want to go into it. And that's like saying I love fighting and I want to be a warrior. It's not a game. It's a civilized version of warfare. That's what politics is.
Is it civilized under the circumstances, the business of using technology, for example, and what happened, the number six item this week is that Twitter hack with all those famous people doing things that they weren't really doing. That probably started in China, as does most of the trouble in the world start in China. And so what I've found troubling this week, and I can't get anybody to give me an answer about this, productive answer, why it is that members of the House and Senate of the United States have not actively engaged in rulemaking that will put the Chinese government to task for what it's created. What's that?
The answer is back to what you said, economic interest.
But how far is that? Do we do that? Yeah, let's talk about that when we come back. Do we do it at our own expense? Because they're better off than we are at the moment, it would seem. 28 past the hour on the Talk Radio Review.
What's more important, how you look or how you feel? Well, with Calitrin, you don't have to choose. Calitrin has been proven safe and effective for weight loss and energy for over 20 years. It not only helps you look better, but it's actually good for you, so you feel better too.
My name is Ann from North Carolina. I am in love with Calitrin. I have lost
multiple inches and about 20 pounds in a little over 2 months.
It's Michael, California. I take Caltrin and I feel great. I have a lot of energy and it's been fantastic.
I started using Caltrin 2 months ago and I just love it. I had to go buy all new pants. My pants started not fitting. Everything was too big. People ask me what I'm doing and I always tell them I'm doing Caltrin. So I just really feel this is a wonderful product for people to try.
See, it's not just another diet product. It's Calitrin. For more information, visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently. And now's the time to join the millions of Americans who've changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillows, MyPillow towel sets, roll-and-go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Go to the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free. That's the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Archery season opens in just over a month in a lot of places. What should you keep in mind before you dust off your bow and start getting into form? I'll share in just a moment.
When it comes to getting the most out of your time in the great outdoors, there's no substitute for experience and a commitment to excellence. At Higdon Outdoors, we are using our 20 years of uncompromising product development and unparalleled in-the-field performance to make your hunting experience even better. We welcome Mo-Marsh Blinds to the Higdon Outdoors family. Hunt hard, hide easy. Visit Mo-Marsh.com.
When you pull your bow out, do a quick inspection to make sure your string is in good shape, there aren't any cracks in the limbs, and all the nuts and bolts are tight. It might be a good idea to take it to the local pro shop and make sure it is in tune. Then start shooting a few arrows a day and build up your endurance. To learn more, check us out at drawntowildlife.com, where the seasons never end.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Creeble.
Air Canada says it will no longer use the phrase ladies and gentlemen, just in case anybody might be offended. Its in-flight announcements will now address passengers as everyone. Many companies are joining the fad of eliminating all references to gender, a commitment to respect sexual identity, diversity, and inclusion, they say. But who exactly is offended by being called something nice? The company admits nobody has actually complained about it. They just want to avoid ever offending anyone in the future. Good luck. It is not possible to go through life without ever saying or thinking anything that could possibly offend someone. Americans need to lighten up. Political correctness is so out of control that it offends me. I'm not gender neutral. I'm female, and I love being called a lady.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
When everything is changing, you need a store that's a constant. A store that has the brands your family loves and the value that you need. A store where you can stock up, pick up, and drive up. A store that's close to home and feels like home. A store that puts the health and safety of you and your family above all else. And a store that's always here to help. At Kohl's, we don't know what next year will look like. We just know that we'll be here for you no matter what. Kohl's, here today, here to stay. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Now there's a natural way to take charge of your blood pressure. Introducing new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals. And it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood pressure with new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Talk Radio.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Another week of fabulous conversation, the week of July 13th, 17th, from talkers.com, which, by the way, is the home of Talkers Radio and Talkers Television, all things created by Michael and his staff. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. We were about to get into a discussion of the number seven item this week on the countdown, the relationship that we have with China and why it is. I asked the question. Michael said he has an answer. I suppose there's an obvious side to it, maybe not so obvious. Why are we allowing our, I'm not voting for anybody who doesn't take an active role, Michael. And I said this to my congresswoman. I sent her a note and I asked her what she was doing to stem the tide of businesses going to China, our dependence on China business. It's crickets. Not a response, not a word.
We have financial ties with China. That's the problem. The problem is that many, many businesses are dependent upon China for funding, for sales, for marketing.
So we reap what we sow, then. Don't we know we're getting into bed with probably the worst of the Chinese Communist Party leadership among the worst cretinous people on the planet?
The communists that run China, yes, not the Chinese people. That's another issue that has to be constantly reiterated.
Yeah.
Because people that say, you know, China bad, they're accused of being racists.
Yeah.
In fact, it's not racial. It's a national situation. The people of China are like any people. There are good ones and bad ones. But the general nature of the Chinese is the opposite of the communist Chinese
Party. Right. And if you listen to some of the reporting, like the folks in the Epoch Times, who are very visible when it comes to presenting what I consider to be, and I think you do as well, the real facts coming out of China, there's a revolution brewing there. People are pissed off because they have the same problems there that we do here. They created a middle class, and now they're all out in the street because they're not working. It's the fact... I told a story this week on the air about trying to find a refrigerator. My refrigerator was on the fritz, so I needed a new refrigerator. I spent 2 days driving from one appliance store to another, to another, to another, to find a refrigerator not made in China. I finally found one, a Whirlpool, that was assembled in America with parts made in Canada and Mexico. That was as close as I could get. But pretty much everything else. See, they've created this situation where, okay, we got the virus puts everybody at their knees. Then they forced the Muslim workers in the slave camps to go into the factories. They didn't care whether they get COVID or not, to keep making stuff. So the Chinese are the only ones who are able to supply things like refrigerators. I mean, how smart do you have to be? And that's back to what we are allowing to happen to us, not only in our country, but around the world. We're letting these people, we're inviting them to take over the world.
The major mistake we made was thinking that by working with the Chinese and showing them the benefits of capitalism and trade and manufacturing and all that, that that would inspire them to be proponents of democracy and the American way of life. It just went the opposite direction. They just used us as dupes, and now we're paying the price. But back to the original point, we have so many connections with our frenemy, the Chinese government, that it's very hard to untangle that without suffering significant financial consequences, and that's why it's such a murky situation.
So how does it get resolved? What's going to be the end, at the end of the road here, what are we going to find?
We're going to find that China is our enemy for years to come, and we're going to have to figure out a way to live with them because either they'll collapse from within, as the Soviet Union sort of did. We still deal with the Russians. And we're going to be dealing with the Chinese for years to come, and we have to have diplomacy, marketing strategies, economic strategies, and leadership that understands the complex nature of this relationship. We're not going to go to war with them. It's not going to be a fighting war. It's going to be a 21st century war of subversion.
Action.
Stealing cyber secrets, spying. And it's going to be very, very, very nuanced and different than any kind of war we've been in before.
I wanted to have your take on this debate. Number one this week, combination of things that all wrap themselves around the COVID situation, the COVID the health care discussion of whether to wear a mask or not to wear a mask, but more importantly, what we're doing with business and schools. Businesses seem to be reopening and getting back to function, but the news media seems to be still influencing a public policy when it comes to things like schools, whether you're going to have schools or not have schools, what the kids are going to learn or they're not going to learn. We're still paying the bill, and it seems to me when you look at the teachers' union in Los Angeles, for example, and their demands, they will not go back to school until there are a dozen demands met by the city of Los Angeles, which have nothing to do with children in school, nothing. But the unions say, well, listen, this is what we want. You got to keep paying us, and we want these things, and we're not going back until you give us what we want.
Yeah, a lot of organizations do that, whether they're unions or political parties. They take advantage of situations, crises, to further other interests they have in the chaos of what's going on. We had that situation with Pelosi and the Democrats trying to get certain bills and certain platforms passed when they were doing the bailout that had nothing to do with it. And the unions now trying to get certain measures passed that they were fighting for that have nothing to do with the situation. So that's a common problem that further muddies up the water. But you mentioned something that's not totally happening. You said that businesses are getting back. In many places, the opening of businesses has been rolled back. The closings have
begun
again.
Some of the states back again,
because of the spike in the virus.
But the essence of, if you talk to any of the real experts who understand, I'm talking about medical professionals, they'll tell you that this thing is mutated 18 or 19 times, and it is nowhere near as potent as it was last winter and last spring. So what are we protecting people from, and what's it doing? What's the cost that we're paying for all this fear?
Well, it may not be as potent as it was back in the spring because we've come up with some therapies that are, you know, the basis of our experience with it. But what seems to happen is that the level of contagion seems to have increased from what I understand. I mean, I'm not a doctor, but that it's more contagious now.
But when you get it, it's like getting a cold. In essence, unless you're compromised, immunity.
That's also there's different information on that. Yes, largely what you're saying, a lot of people have said, and there's evidence to that. But there's also evidence that this thing doesn't go away. That once you get it, it has insidious, ongoing impact. And I'm not even sure, frankly, when you're no longer contagious. That information has been kind of murky.
So they don't really know. I don't think they figured out.
Right, which means that when you get it, does that mean you can never see your grandparents again? Does that mean that you are a danger to people who are vulnerable forever? There's a whole psychological, social aspect to this. So it's not just, you know, well, only old people or all kids don't get it or whatever. There are unanswered questions about it. But there's one thing, Doug, that you cannot deny. More people have died in the United States from COVID-19 in the period of 7 months, 8 months, 6 months than died in all the wars since World War II.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what does that mean? Does that mean that do those numbers not matter?
There are a number of ways of taking it apart. It means we don't take care of ourselves in the first place. If you look at the obesity statistics and who's getting this, the people who are overweight, the people who have diabetes, the people who haven't taken care of themselves, who have smoked a lot, those are the most vulnerable, no matter what their age. So
it's a good point. Hopefully that point will be taken in terms of our dealing with health in the future, prevention. Prevention is part of the answer to the problem of health care.
And I'm sure you've talked about this when you've done radio programs with folks or on your own, the whole idea of what has happened or actually hasn't happened in public education, the focus on redoing, they call it defunding, which is a ridiculous reference. It's a reorganization that most people agree ought to happen, but not only with the police, but in the public, whatever public entities there are, we're paying for, like the schools. Mm-hmm. If you look at what's happened or hasn't happened, kids aren't being educated. They're having a great time, but they're not learning anything. And to not have them go to school, unfortunately, that is a step that brings them into a learning process, at least where they have half a chance to grab things. But I've talked to any number of people who have youngsters, and they're very frustrated because it's only an hour or so a day. The kids aren't really paying attention. They don't have to because nobody's really watching them. So, you know, what are you taking away from this? We're paying for bus contracts to run the buses
need,
don't run.
We need school reform. We need police reform. We need political reform.
Yeah.
We need reform in terms of the understanding between races. We're going through a period of reckoning and reform.
Yeah.
But there's no question in my mind that the educational system has been in need of reform for years.
Yeah.
And one of the things that's a big topic right now in the education discussion, the hottest subtopic of the education discussion, is the shocking revelation that I think only 14 states have a requirement that civics be taught in school. If the subject of civics is not taught in school, we cannot operate this country. It's like operating a machine. It'd be like you getting a piece of farm equipment and not having a manual and not knowing what any of the levers and any of the buttons mean.
And
you wind up
purposeful?
Killing yourself.
When all that happened, was it purposeful? Gym was canceled. I'm talking about phys ed and music programs canceled, civics, all because federal mandates said we won't pay you what we're going to pay you if you don't do what we tell you to do. And the civics thing is almost like there was a meaningful, purposeful presence of people wanting to take away from us the knowledge that's needed to run the country effectively.
If people understood how to do that mechanism, maybe they would be less prone to being frustrated and tearing down a statue or defacing public property.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know there are other methods of making change within the system. The system's a great system. The system that the founding fathers
put
together was exactly. But if you don't know how to use it, then it has no meaning. And most Americans are terribly, terribly undereducated when it comes to the basics of being an American citizen and the responsibility that goes with that.
Mm-hmm. That's for sure. Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine here with now our focus on your smile. Have a bright white smile. Maybe you're a coffee drinker. Maybe you drink tea. Whatever it is that you need to perhaps get out of your life in order to fix the way your teeth look, you need something that will extract the stains from your teeth. And that's where Power Swabs comes in. This is, by the way, another one of these companies that doesn't have automatic shipping, which turns so many people off to a lot of these deals. The stories that you hear, the ads on radio and television, you know, you got to give them a credit card number. They keep shipping you stuff ad nauseum. Not the case with Power Swabs. A one-time deal, when you go to powerswabs.com, you'll buy the product, which is the swabs that you snap out of the little tube and put on your teeth, and in 5 minutes you'll see your teeth whitening right before your very eyes. That's kind of cool. But then there are other assets here, too. You'll get a free stain-out quick stick that you can take with you when you're going to an important meeting or event. You want your teeth to look the best, then you give them a little treatment before you go in there. It's pretty amazing. It's intensive, and your mouth and gums will not be sensitized to this. It's very easy for this product to work, but you got to give it the opportunity. You got to go to powerswabs.com and take their 7-day intensive teeth whitening. This is a kit, but it's a challenge. Get what you need. Free shipping using the DJV10 code plus an extra $10 off whatever everybody else is offering. It's a fabulous deal to get your whiter, brighter smile back again using an all-natural product. PowerSwabs.com. Make sure you use the discount code DJV10. Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with an overview of the stories from Talkers Magazine this week. The charts of the week of July 13th to the 17th at number 10, the Nick Cannon controversy. At number 9, Ruth Bader Ginsburg and her actions on the Supreme Court and how she's feeling health-wise. Number 8, federal executions and the tax returns. The Fed's in the focus at number 8. China relationship, number 7. Number 6, that Twitter hack that caught so many people literally with their pants down. Mary Trump's book, selling almost 1 million copies the first day, number 5. The Black Lives Matter movement and Nick Cannon, number 4. Presidential politics, number three, number one and number two story combo of the COVID, the stats, projections, when is school going to open, do I wear a mask or not, all that stuff. That's found their way, those two items, into the number one and two position on the story list this week from Talkers Magazine.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor-formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune-supporting cofactors magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right, get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping plus a free Ultra Pure Fish Oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
Hey guys, I'm Ma.
And I'm Daisy.
From the Chicks on the Right. Take a break with our brand new podcast. It's the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast.
Every week we're getting real about the topics that moms like us care about. From health education in our schools to the ins and outs of the social media apps your kids are using. We've done the research so you don't have to.
We know it's important to you because it's important to us too.
Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite podcast app.
Don't forget to subscribe, download, and leave us a review.
Wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the home security hotline right now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. Call right now. That's 800-430-7570. 7570.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
We
we're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here. Stephen J.J. Wiseman is ill. I thought it would be appropriate for us to look at, as long as the countdown always focuses on the top 10 stories, the top 10 people. Would you like to know who Michael Harrison and Talkers Magazine thinks are the top 10 talkers in the country? I'll go through that list. Well, they're actually, they call it the Heavy 100. There are 100 hosts that are in it, but I'll go through the top 10 with you and for you in a matter of moments. After I look at the number one pillow, there's no question about this. There's no countdown to what is the best pillow in America. The best pillow made by MyPillow. It's made in America. Therefore, in my mind, right away, it's on the top of the list because I only want, frankly, as jingoistic as it sounds sometimes to people, I want things in my home that are made in America. So, here's MyPillow. With all their specials, the summer BOGO deals, now on pillows and sheets and towels and duvets, whatever you have, whatever you find at MyPillow.com, run to the Radio Listener Specials page, use the promo code DJV, therefore using that will allow you to buy one of any or all of these things and get a second one, whatever it is that you're buying, without paying for it. Pretty good deal, right? Especially in this age of trying to get a good night's rest. So many people complain about the impact of the COVID and how it's made it difficult for them to get a good night's rest. Well, you have all of the tools there for you to use. Up to you to use them. They'll help you finance anything over $200. Make sure you check it out. MyPillow.com with the promo code DJV. That's the door to open to get the guarantee of the most comfortable pillow, most comfortable night's rest you'll ever get. MyPillow.com. The Talkers Magazine list of the Heavy 100, something that's been going on for pretty much the 30 years that Talkers has been in existence, being the Bible of the talk radio industry, understanding that Michael and his staff have the finger, not only talking about stories every week and people, but they also are paying close attention to who's making a lot of the right kind of noise, I guess the right kind of noise, whatever, however you define the right kind of noise. But the top 10 talkers, according to this new list this year, include Glenn Beck at number 10. Most everybody knows Glenn Beck. Wow, he's changed his look a lot in the last couple of years. Got a goatee. I don't know how much television he's still doing, but there are still a lot of people listening to him on the radio. Perhaps not as many as used to be the case. I think he's been in the top 10 for quite a long time, and I think he may at one time have been five or six. At number nine, Mike Gallagher, who's on the Salem Radio Network, who's another one of the conservative talkers. He's in the ninth position, according to Talkers Magazine. At number eight, a liberal talk show host named Tom Hartman, who has been around. He's probably the only one, I'm looking at this list here, of all the talkers on the list, he may be the only liberal on the list. He's got a few stations and has an interesting spin on things, does a lot of podcasting, that sort of thing. So he's at number eight. At number seven, I find this an interesting pick at number seven, Howard Stern, who has been back and forth over the years of the list at number one or close to number one, number two. He certainly has had a great impact over the years on the talk medium, even though he really started out not as a talker. He started out as he was talking, but he was on music stations. And so in some circumstances, before there were official talk stations, there were stations that would do talk at night, or they'd have their morning show host not play music. They'd just talk about silly things, have fun with it. Howard Stern, though, is so unique and has made his mark in radio. I just find it very interesting that he's still around doing his thing. People really, they go to SiriusXM to sign up for Howard. Joe Madison, black talker on Sirius, is at number six. Brian Kilmeade, good guy, Fox News Radio, does a morning program, number five on the list. Mark Levin this year shows up in the top 10, I think for the first time. He's on in the fourth position, does an afternoon, well, it depends, some people play the show at night. So he's number four. Dave Ramsey is at number 3, a very utilitarian show on 500-some-odd radio stations. He's quite a good guy, and he does a good job. Limbaugh's at number 2 on the list of the Heavy 100, according to Talkers. And number 1, then, you'd have to expect Sean Hannity would be there, and that's where he is, probably mostly because of his connection to the president these days. So those are the top 10 talkers, according to the research done by Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Home Helpers of Reading is now hiring. They are a home care agency who provide non-medical home care services for seniors in our community and are looking to add to their award-winning team of caregivers. If you're interested in flexible hours with opportunities for full or part-time work, we invite you to apply to join the Home Helpers team. Apply today online at readinghomehelpers.com or drop off your resume at 2620 Lexper Lane. Reading Home Helpers, serving our community for 16 years, and we look forward to meeting you.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Top Republicans in Congress expected to meet tomorrow with President Trump on the next COVID-19 aid package. The administration is stiffening its opposition to more testing money and interjecting other priorities, which could complicate quick passage of any new package. The Food and Drug Administration has given emergency approval to Quest Diagnostics for a new approach to coronavirus testing using pooled samples.
In this approach, several people's samples are tested together instead of one by one. A negative result would clear everyone in the batch. A positive result would require each sample to be individually retested. But overall, it speeds up the process. Other potential benefits include stretching lab supplies, reducing costs, and expanding testing to millions more Americans who may unknowingly be spreading the virus. Health officials think infected people who aren't showing symptoms are largely responsible for the rising number of cases across the country. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson defending his decision to issue an order Thursday requiring people to wear face masks in public throughout the state. Arkansas has had a surge in coronavirus cases over the past several weeks.
It shouldn't be about politics. I'm a Republican governor. Democrat governors have all we've put in mask mandates based upon the circumstances of our state.
On ABC's This Week, Hutchison said the state's rising cases, hospitalizations, and deaths show that more needs to be done to combat the virus' spread. He also said adults need to set the right example for the state's school children, many of whom will be required to wear masks when in-person classes resume next month. Seeking to tug at the hearts of all European Union leaders, EU Council President Charles Michel implored them late Sunday to overcome their fundamental divisions and agree on an unprecedented $2 trillion EU budget and coronavirus recovery fund. More at townhall.com.
Relief factor. Effective pain relief that really really works. How do I know that? I don't have a script. I don't have talking points. I live it. I've been taking it for a year and a half. I had a lower back pain issue that had been plaguing me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor for 2 weeks. Yes, 2 weeks, and my pain was gone, and it's still gone. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. Don't take my word for it. See their incredible video testimonials at relieffactor.com. And then find out for yourself if this incredible drug-free product could work for you as well as it does for me and tens of thousands of Americans. It's so very, very simple. Go to relieffactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. And I guarantee it, Dr. G's guarantee, if you take it morning and evening, as do I, for 3 weeks, by the end of that time, you will know if it works for you like it works for me.
Russia's ambassador to Britain has rejected allegations that his country's intelligence services sought to steal information about the coronavirus vaccine. For the latest, we turn to correspondent Zara Shackley.
Andrei Kalin said in a BBC interview broadcast that there is no sense in the allegations made last week by the US, Britain and Canada. Intelligence agencies in the US, Britain and Canada on Thursday accused the hacking group APT-29, also known as Cozy Bear and believed to be part of Russian intelligence, of using malicious software to attack academic and pharmaceutical research institutions involved in COVID-19 vaccine development. It was unclear whether any useful information was stolen. Kellen, however, said in the interview that his country had no interest in interfering in British domestic politics. Zaria Shakili, London.
Check out more breaking news. Read the best analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Federal felony charges against the former CEO of a Texas ice cream company have been dismissed in the case arising from a deadly 2015 listeria outbreak that killed three people.
U.S. District Judge Robert Pittman of Austin dropped the case against former Bluebell Creamery's CEO Paul Cruz because prosecutors did not seek an indictment from a grand jury. Cruz's attorney also noted that he never waived his right to a grand jury indictment. Federal prosecutors say they bypassed the grand jury and charged Cruz by information because the coronavirus pandemic made it unsafe for jurors to meet. Keith Peters reporting.
A man remains in jail after being charged in a fatal crash in Central Texas that killed three people and injured nine others. Kerr County Sheriff's Office says members of the Thin Blue Line Law Enforcement Motorcycle Club were on a ride Saturday south of Kerrville when a vehicle crossed a highway center strip and crashed into the group. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference before, during, and after disasters such as hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, or wildfires. So when disaster strikes, you want to be prepared to protect them. Be sure to microchip or tag your pets. Never leave them behind in a major crisis, and be sure to have an emergency kit ready in your home at all times with a pet crate or carrier, leash, blanket, ID, and medications, their waterable, and 7 to 10 days worth of food. To find out how to protect your entire family during a disaster and help our best friends in their worst times, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
It's not available in all states.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Well, it's our weekly time to chat about the important issues according to Talkers Magazine. We're going to go through the charts for the week of July 13th to the 17th here. But the DJV gang is sort of a companion piece to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison. So every week, lots of stations that carry the DJV show and stations that don't. They get to know you ladies and what we do on the DJV program to a point, because we're not strapped to the issues necessarily on the DJV show, but we do have important things to talk about with regard to these top 10 as a reflection of what other talk radio hosts and professionals are doing. So we go through the top 10 stories, and if we have time, the people list. I guess that we'll start at number 10 with a focus on Nick Cannon and the controversy regarding what he said. I've made it very clear what I think about this. I think it's complete nonsense. I don't know Nick Cannon. He's a pretty popular radio host, television personality, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And he said something that in my mind is quite true. He may have said it better. It could have been more explained. but the controversy created by people who either want to create controversy, they don't understand what he said because they don't understand what the term Semite means, or they just want to sell newspapers or get people to watch their TV show. News show. That's
or
it.
His higher-ups are all Jewish and they were offended.
Yeah, well, okay.
There's also that.
Yeah, that's true. Yep, I'll go with that. Yes. Uh-huh.
The people who run Viacom, all of his bosses.
Yep, all Jewish. Yep, okay, so there it is. Do we have more to say
but
about
I don't think
that?
But I agree with you. I don't think he should lose his career over this.
No.
He handled it really clunkily, but I think that he should have. I think he's come forward. He's apologized. He said he's open to learning.
But what does he have to apologize for?
I'm sorry that he even has to apologize. I mean, here's the thing. We live in America.
He apologized for the people that he offended, and I think that's fine.
If that's his choice, that's fine. If he was driven to that choice because he was afraid he was going to lose his whole career, well, then I don't know how meaningful that apology is to begin with.
Right.
But the idea that we're just jumping on people that we disagree with, so he says something stupid, so he says something hateful, big deal, live your life. People
well, it isn't
say stupid,
even hateful.
Hateful things all the time.
There's nothing hateful in that, frankly. For me, anyway. I don't see anything hateful in it at all.
Well, he just
I don't have a horse in this race, so I don't really care that much. But I know Jewish people were very offended
well,
by what he said.
It just shows you what the power of the news media is all about. When there was never any thorough explanation because nobody took the term Semite and explained what a Semite is.
Well, he also went on to say that white people were less than black people, and so that's where
that's pretty stupid. I didn't know he said that.
It was a longer statement than the one that
white, so that's just a really stupid thing to say.
Well, and that's why it's also, I don't understand why people go, so he says something like that. So let's look at how he lives his life. Do we really think that Nick Cannon is a racist? He works for and with Jewish people. His kids are half white. I mean, I don't know. To me, people's actions are far more, they demonstrate
Amen.
People, right?
Amen.
They demonstrate
Amen.
Who people are.
Amen. All right. Speaking of Jewish people, number nine, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the Supreme Court, there are two separate things here. The Supreme Court rulings about her health has gotten a lot of attention. Here's somebody is with Alex Trebek. What's the old expression, keep on ticking? That was the Timex thing after they take a licking.
It just keeps on ticking.
She's amazing. Was she 86? How old is Ruth Bader Ginsburg? Something like
87.
Yeah.
I think I've said this before, but I think there's like some sort of sonar pulse that only liberals in the country can hear just to make sure she's still going. You know, the boom, 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 boom.
Right.
Because people want to keep
a lot of women
Trump
for
to
sure.
Replace her.
Yep.
I don't want any of that. All right. So that's number nine. Number eight, the lifting of the ban on federal executions. This seemed to be counterintuitive, or I guess maybe if it is counterintuitive, or it seems to be, it's only because it hadn't been dealt with for 20 years, or there haven't been any executions for 20 years. The guy they executed was a bad guy.
I think there were two or three this week.
Yeah, I think there were two. The first, I'm thinking of the first one. I didn't pay much attention after that to the others. So I don't much believe in.
I can't believe we even do this in
capital punishment.
Yeah.
Because I don't think it's I think there are some crimes that are so heinous that the people that get it deserve it, and that's just it. But if you're not sure about, and a lot of these people that get executed, well, frankly, a lot of people just go to jail. Down the road, it turns out they weren't guilty of anything, and so it's when you express the anger toward people who really didn't do anything in this sense, because what's the ultimate anger? The ultimate anger is killing somebody. So whether it's state-sponsored murder or whether it's somebody pulling a gun and robbing a store.
You know, when it comes to some people who are that bad, you have to look at the will and the want of the victims. And I do.
That's why I said I make exceptions for it.
I told you guys this before, but one of my best friends, her grandparents were killed by Richard Ramirez, who was the Night Stalker, and that was a serial killer that plagued the Los Angeles area for months in the late 80s. I mean, I was scared to death. I still won't live in a yellow house because that's what he targeted. But he not only killed the grandparents.
Really? I forget.
Oh, yeah. I won't do it. He ate their eyeballs and he raped her grandmother and really horrifying things. And I talked to her about it one day. She was pretty open about it, and she said the only thing that will bring my family closure is to know that he's no longer here. Now, he ended up dying on death row because we live in California and there's not executions, but you have to respect the will of the victims at that point, and there are some cases when this is the only right and just punishment.
Did you say that he killed people in yellow houses only?
Yes, not only, but that
so
was the...
So, you know what color OJ's wife, you know, that if you go up...
House?
Yeah.
Yeah, I won't live in a yellow house. And he would.
Well, it wasn't
would
that
target...
different time periods, though.
Yeah, no, but I'm just saying it's. Oh. It just came to my mind.
Yeah, trying to give driven... you're trying to give the juice of I,
well,
a way
I've
out.
Driven, I've driven by that house 100 times. No, I wouldn't give.
Someone lives there now.
Sure,
yeah,
I bet.
I can't imagine.
I think they got rid of
the restaurant. Down.
Yeah,
they tore the restaurant down, but they didn't. The house is still there.
But yeah, he would go after houses that were close to the freeway and usually yellow. Sick.
Weird. All right, let's see. Let's move to number 7, our relationship with China. I don't know why that's 7. It ought to be number 1 or 2 as far as I'm concerned. I continue to ask the question. Jennifer has a partial answer, at least from the administration point of view. But I see the people in the Senate and the House just flat on their feet when it comes to this. My question remains, what are we as a country doing? What do you as voters expect to be done to get reparations from China for this worldwide disaster that the Chinese Communist Party and leadership in China have caused? What are we doing about getting reparation? What is the world? Many more countries are much more active about this than we are. And that begs the question why. Yes, Jennifer.
The only two people that I've heard actually really try to make a concerted effort of holding the Chinese accountable in Congress are Senator Tom Cotton and Representative Dan Crenshaw.
So where's everybody else? What are we doing?
Well, everybody's bread is buttered. Here's the thing, and I can't remember who wrote this article, but it was great, and I will try to find it, and maybe we can tweet it out at DJV Show. There was this article taking Hollywood to task for actually making the Chinese Communist Party sort of the ruling class of Hollywood. Hollywood would change scripts based on what the Chinese government would say.
Yeah,
there are a lot of people who make money off the Chinese, so I have to think that that maybe our legislators are in the same boat. Maybe a lot of them are in the pocket in some way of the Chinese, and that they're afraid to speak out.
Let's check your portfolios, stock portfolios, and campaign contributions. Meanwhile, I told the story this week of needing a new refrigerator, and I've been on this campaign. I'm looking... on my farm, most of the folks who listen to this program know that I'm a farmer, in addition to being a broadcaster. And so when it comes to buying parts or supplies for the farm, I look far and wide. And I've instructed my people who buy things for the farm to not buy anything made in China. Pretty hard to do that, we are finding. But the latest example, my refrigerator went on the fritz this week. So I went on the hunt, and it took me 2 days... stopping at 4 or 5 places each day to find a refrigerator that was not made in China. That's how bad it is. And when you put 2 and 2 together and you understand what really is going on, so here's another example of the Chinese wrapping up everything and taking advantage. First, they start the virus, creates problems around the world with the supply chain, because all the factories closed down. Well, so they said in China they closed their factories down. They did for a couple of weeks, but then they forced the whole business with the Muslims and the forced work camps. They forced the Muslims that they have in their country to go to work in these plants to go back to building whatever it is, like parts for cars and refrigerators and all of that stuff. But I finally found...
Yeah, they forced the Uyghur population, that's one of the Muslim populations, to basically be canaries in a coal mine.
Yeah, right, exactly. That's what they do. And nobody, you don't see that headline in the news media. Meanwhile, by the time I was done yesterday, I had been to 7 different stores, a couple of them twice, and I finally decided I didn't need one. I made arrangements so that I, even though mine's on the fritz, I used an old one to hold my food until I could get what I wanted, which turned out to be a refrigerator that is assembled in America with parts made in Canada and Mexico. Okay? That's the best you can do. That was the best I can do. And it's an RCA Whirlpool. Well, they don't call it RCA anymore. It's a Whirlpool. So if you're looking for something that's not made in China, you can't. Most of the other brands.
I like Whirlpool. That's a good brand.
Whirlpool's good. So General Electric? Nope, no more. General Electric, Chinese company owns them, and a half a dozen other companies that make refrigerators. So you see how we're getting screwed, and we're letting ourselves.
Well, I do applaud you for all that research, because now if I buy an appliance, I don't have to do the research. I know to just buy Whirlpool.
You should actually start a website. You should start a website for people who are looking for that stuff.
Yeah, I should do a lot of things that I don't have time for. Podcast on where to find, right? How about we do that? Let's do a podcast on where to find a new refrigerator. Excuse me, not made in China. All right. I'll fix my voice. We'll pause here on the Talk Radio Roundup.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. Millions of Americans have chronic kidney disease. Hundreds of thousands will progress to end-stage kidney disease, requiring either dialysis or kidney transplant. But research is underway to keep people from reaching that point.
And our goal is to take a look at how we can repair the diabetic kidney in terms of delaying the rate of progression of kidney failure.
Nephrologist Dr. LaTanya Hickson is part of the research team looking at using stem cells to help regenerate failing kidneys.
We take these cells from our abdominal fat, and these cells we can inject back into the body for them to do good. And they basically tell the kidney or other organ systems that are impaired that they need to wake up and get back to work and help heal that organ system.
While there's a lot more research ahead, Dr. Hickson is excited about the possibilities. For Mayo Clinic Radio, I'm Joel Streed.
Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. I know it has the same benefit. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually, these are people, they're not actors, they're not phony balonies, they're really people that have called into Calitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
What's more important, how you look or how you feel? Well, with Calitrin, you don't have to choose. Calitrin has been proven safe and effective for weight loss and energy for over 20 years. It not only helps you look better, but it's actually good for you, so you feel better too.
My name is Anne from North Carolina. I am in love with Calitrin. I have lost multiple inches and about 20 pounds in a little over 2 months.
This is Michael, California. I take Calitrin and I feel great. I have a lot of energy and it's been fantastic.
I started using Calitrin 10 months ago and I just love it. I had to go buy all new pants. My pants started not fitting. Everything was too big. People ask me what I'm doing and I always tell them I'm doing Calitrin. So I just really feel this is a wonderful product for people to try.
See, it's not just another diet product. It's Calitrin. For more information, visit toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Archery season opens in just over a month in a lot of places. What should you keep in mind before you dust off your bow and start getting into form? I'll share in just a moment.
When it comes to getting the most out of your time in the great outdoors, there's no substitute for experience and a commitment to excellence. At Higdon Outdoors, we are using our 20 years of uncompromising product development and unparalleled in-the-field performance to make your hunting experience even better. We welcome Mo-Marsh Blinds to the Higdon Outdoors family. Hunt hard. Hide easy. Visit Mo-Marsh.com.
When you pull your bow out, do a quick inspection to make sure your string is in good shape. There aren't any cracks in the limbs, and all the nuts and bolts are tight. It might be a good idea to take it to the local pro shop and make sure it is in tune. Then start shooting a few arrows a day and build up your endurance. To learn more, check us out at drawntowildlife.com, where the seasons never end.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Back to the Talk Radio Review. The ladies from the DJV show and I are here to go through the numbers. It's Victoria Keelan Day, Jennifer Horn Day, Doug Steffen Day. We've been through, let's see, number 10 is Nick Cannon, Ruth Bader Ginsburg is 9, the executions 8, our relationship with China 7. I'm going to say something. I just got this email from somebody, and it's a post. So I'm going to read it, and I'm going to just let it go where it may. This fellow's name is Larry, and he said, I don't try to raise many feathers. Once in a while, I take a chance. I don't want anybody to look askance at me. I'm an American. I was an Eagle Scout. I do the Pledge of Allegiance. My parents were fraternal organizations, belonged to the Moose Club and the Elks Club. I love my country. I love the land. I love, you get the drift here. He tells about the story when he was a young man. His family only bought General Motors products. Family taught him that if you didn't support our communities and buy American, you were killing American jobs. He said, I was ignorant. We all say stupid things when we don't know enough about a thing. I am sure I still do it, but I am far more careful now and often reserve judgment, knowing I probably don't know enough about a situation, and I don't want to say something dumb that I'll have to retract later. We are conditioned. Our parents told us how to and what to buy, and many of us stayed with that. And so he goes on to talk about what he buys and why he buys it. He says, look for what works. And don't buy what doesn't work. Basically saying buy things that are good for you, and it's not about where it comes from, it's about whether it's good for you. I don't agree. Well, I guess I do to a point. We all kind of vote our conscience and we all kind of follow our wallet when it comes to making decisions about things. So I'm not buying things that are made in China. Am I going to have to buy a few things? Maybe at some point in time if I'm forced into it.
Unfortunately,
but it's time for us
reality.
To wake up, and that's what he's saying here. I didn't pay any attention to where things came from.
Yeah,
it's time we do.
That's the point, is that it is so hard. And I think I told you guys, too, and you can probably agree with this statement. A couple of years ago, my friends tried to buy only American-made Christmas gifts for their whole Christmas season. And there was a lot of Corningware, and there was a lot of Yankee candles, because it was really difficult to find anything. You want to try to find someone a shirt that wasn't made in China? Please.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so I think the fact that you're talking about this, I respect it, because I think we have to bring back at least some of our America.
You're
going to
make an attempt
to America.
We're not even
especially,
making an attempt at it.
I mean, okay, forget the shirt, or forget, you know, the Kathy Lee Visa tag or Barbara Mandrell Visa tag made in the USA. But for the stuff that makes us the most vulnerable, like our pharmaceutical industry, like our PPE, that stuff needs to be made here so that we can control it. We can control the
but
quality
where,
of
it's
it.
Like crickets from Washington. Where's the House? Where's the Senate on this? Where the hell are they?
Like I said, there are two people that I've heard talk about this, and it's Tom Cotton, the senator, and Dan Crenshaw, the representative, and both of them put together a joint bill that went nowhere to take China to task and to incentivize American business to come back.
All right.
And I think Marsha Blackburn, actually, I will give her credit, too. I think she had something about the Chinese as well.
Number six, this is Victoria's bailiwick, that Twitter hack. You want to explain if people didn't hear what went on, what actually did go down, Victoria?
Yeah, it was the largest hack that Twitter has ever experienced, and unfortunately some people lost some money, and they targeted every major name. I don't think Trump was targeted, though, actually, now that I think about it, but pretty much every other big name was across various fields, celebrities, President Obama, Joe Biden, everybody. And so Elon Musk, his account kind of started it. He didn't do it, but that's where the hackers first hacked into, and then they offered, he said, I'm feeling generous for the next 30 minutes. If you send me $1,000 in Bitcoin, I'll send you $2,000 or something like that.
Right.
And people gave these various accounts $118,000 in Bitcoin.
28 past the hour.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Time for you to brighten up your smile, make it whiter, because if you're a coffee drinker, a tea drinker, a red wine drinker, or you're a smoker, it's taken the shine from your grin. Over the years, a lot of people have tried tooth whitening products, varying things, the strips that can take 30 minutes or more, the trays, the gels. What a mess. Here's the 5-minute solution to a bright white smile. It's called Power Swabs. Works in 5 minutes, no mess, no fuss. It's an all-natural, patented tooth detergent and whitening agent that lightens the stains in your teeth in 5 minutes. You snap open the tube, swab your teeth, and start smiling again. And you do it every 5 or 6 days. It really will change the way you look. Power Swabs. Remove the stains. Go to powerswabs.com and use the code DJV10 to get 40% off plus another $10 and free shipping. That's powerswabs.com. Use the code DJV10.
When everything is changing, you need a store that's a constant. A store that has the brands your family loves and the value that you need. A store where you can stock up, pick up, and drive up. A store that's close to home and feels like home. A store that puts the health and safety of you and your family above all else. And a store that's always here to help. At Kohl's, we don't know what next year will look like. We just know that we'll be here for you no matter what. Kohl's, here today, here to stay. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really neutralize cancer-causing free radicals? I'll be right back to give you the answer. Antioxidants do neutralize free radicals and convert them into harmless substances that can be eliminated. The body has a natural supply, but many foods are powerful antioxidants. Foods like oranges, blueberries, strawberries, grapes, spinach, kale, yes, that broccoli, tea, tomatoes, and Brussels sprouts all have natural antioxidants as well as vitamin A, C, E, and beta carotene, cozine, Q10, zinc, magnesium, and selenium, which is found in garlic. Well-known medical institutions like Harvard and the University of California, Johns Hopkins, Stanford all say these can make a very big difference and reverse the effects of aging. That's a powerful message, ladies and gentlemen, and the choice is yours. For more information, go to our website, AmericasHealthcareAdvocate.com, AmericasHealthcareAdvocate.com.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman. Brought to you by ASUS.
The COVID-19 pandemic has created many challenges with self-isolation. One being simple day-to-day communication with friends, family, or colleagues. So how are we doing? Well, Ooma is a VoIP or voice over IP phone service, and they did some research. Jim Guskey from Ooma fills us in.
Where we've seen the greatest impact over the last couple of weeks is call duration. Everything is up. Let me be clear about that. But call duration is where it's extremely up. For example, outgoing minutes is up 88% versus the previous month. Incoming minutes is up 75% versus the previous month. And overall call volume is up 40% versus the previous month.
Check out Ooma.com for more info. That's OOMA.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Now there's a natural way to take charge of your blood pressure. Introducing new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals. And it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood pressure with new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We want to tell you about our new podcast, the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast.
Every week we talk about the issues that matter to us most.
We talk about everything from parenting and our families to the Me Too movement and what women really want in men.
And if you're just plain tired of people trying to tell you what to do and how to live your life, we tackle that too.
Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app.
Don't forget to leave us a comment, a review, and subscribe.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, here to discuss the people and the stories that are part of the overview this week. As I mentioned earlier, it's a companion piece for the official Talk Radio Countdown Show. And one of the things that is sort of a sidebar conversation, but yet got a lot of attention this week, the story of, I never pronounce her name right, Victoria, Ghislaine Max, Ghislaine?
Yes, that's silent, yes.
Okay, all right. So what's the, she's in jail, not in jail, where is she in jail? She got a lot of money, where do we know?
Yeah. She is behind bars. Yeah, she's behind bars, and she is at the Manhattan Correctional Facility where El Chapo was a guest, and her ex-buddy, Jeffrey Epstein, was also a guest who never, it was the Hotel California for him. He never got to check out.
I'm going to bet that this guy could be the Hotel California for her, too.
That is definitely a lot of speculation about it. She certainly, we know that she has a lot of money. That is all hidden. She has, this week we found out she has a secret husband. She refused to even name him in the pretrial, proceedings. And so she's
imagine
obviously
marrying
a flight
into
risk.
That. Can you imagine?
Oh, I mean, she's so messed up in the head.
Why would you marry her?
Well, I think she paid him to marry her so that she could transfer stuff into his name. I think that's really what happened. And I don't think it's a real love match, but it's a mess. So anyway, so her $5 million bail was denied. So she has to sit in jail at the Manhattan Correctional Facility until next July when her trial begins, if she's still around.
And that's because the argument's being made that she is a flight risk, even though her lawyer said, oh, she's not going anywhere, but she has three passports, she has all these connections.
Right. Fake names.
She can get on a private plane, go out to Teterboro or someplace that nobody looks at, and jump on a plane, see you later.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of interesting that they are moving her around every single night. They move her cell to cell because Bill Barr, who's the attorney general, said you have to keep her alive, obviously, because Jeffrey Epstein hung himself.
Didn't make
They're
it.
Watching
Didn't
her.
Make
like,
the cut.
And also, Ghislaine Maxwell is the one, a couple days before Jeffrey Epstein's townhouse in New York got raided by the FBI, Ghislaine Maxwell is on street cams walking into that apartment and walking out with stuff. And so she has the hard drives because he filmed every single sexual escapade, every room in that townhouse, and it's a big townhouse, every room had cameras in it. And he admitted to some of the girls that he kept as sex slaves that he filmed every single person. So the list of famous men who could literally be taken down in one sentence with Ghislaine Maxwell's testimony, it's a long list. So a lot of people would not want her to make it until next July, just like Epstein.
A lot of time between now and then. Yep. A lot of ropes to trip on. Another name in the news this week, number five, is Mary Trump regarding that book and how it has broken records. Huge.
I'm surprised by that.
Sales. Staggering. Almost 1 million copies. The first day.
That was
day.
The first day, I know. Yeah. I'm very surprised by this.
Who's reading it, I wonder?
That's what I'm
Not
wondering.
Yeah, who is reading it? Who would be a candidate? What, have you
Obviously
talked about this
somebody.
On your local show in L.A.?
A little bit. We listened to a little bit of her. She did an interview this week with George Stephanopoulos and talked a little bit about it. The problem is she doesn't have a lot of receipts. She doesn't have a lot of proof. She makes a lot of claims. She was actually in the Oval Office with the president in 2016 and was comforting him a bit, saying, don't let these people get you down. And now she's changed her tune, saying that he needs to resign. So it's, is it an opportunistic move? Are people really interested in Trump and behind the scenes? Yes. Do they want to hear negative stuff about him? Yeah. So I think she's playing into that appetite. And I guess those are the people who are buying the book.
The only thing I found funny about it was that when she was like 12 or 11 or something, when Donald was still married to Ivana, that they gave her a re-gifted gift basket and they took the caviar out, so she got like salami and cheese. She's 12 years old. That's really funny. I don't need to read the book. I just laughed at that. I thought that was hilarious.
That may tell the story. But when you compare it, we had John. Over the years, I've grown weary of talking to people who have tell-all books, and so we don't, on the DJV program, actually do many interviews with anybody because I find that it becomes, I think it's bad listening, bad radio. At any rate, I made an exception for that, inviting John Bolton to come on, and we actually, the three of us, had a pretty good conversation with him. And if you look at the stats, that book that he talked about, The Room Where It Happened, has sold sold almost 800,000 copies in the first week. But that compared to Mary Trump's book selling almost 1 million copies the first day.
Yeah.
One, and compare it to Bob Woodward's 900,000 books the first day when he was out with Fear. That was the name of the book. And then Comey's book sold 600,000 copies at the end of the first week. That was a waste of time.
I guess John Bolton's book, if you're interested in taking down President Trump, you'd probably be more interested in Bolton's book, because this book is more about her claims that he cheated
Mary
on the
Trump's
FAT
book doesn't
or,
help his image either.
Well,
no, I think people are. I think people are more interested in the details of like regifting and I think that's the kind of salacious stuff that people are really more interested in than boring John Bolton. Like Doug said, well, congratulations, sir, you got 800 pages out of one phone call or whatever it was. So
Anyway, I wouldn't mind having her on if you can find her, Victoria. I think that might be an interesting conversation to have.
That's a huge ask.
Well, we'll see what happens. All right, number four in our countdown, the Black Lives Matter movement, some of the violence that's connected to it, and this whole issue of what to do with the local police. Do you take money away from them? Do you reorganize the department? People who are soft in their brain and the head think it's okay to defund them. So you keep thinking that way and see what happens. I don't get why anybody thinks. I'm not sure. I think people get onto this bandwagon like so many others, and they don't think through. They don't even understand what the lingo is about. Do you know what defunding?
It's a horrible term. It was a wrong choice.
Yeah.
You know, but like in our community, they've decided I think in New York City they're doing this too. You know, you shouldn't call the police if your neighbor's music is loud, but that's what people do. So peace officers, which used to be a thing, is actually, that's one solution that a lot of communities are saying, okay,
community
so this is a trained,
service.
Yeah, this is a trained person who can write a ticket if needed, and if your neighbor's music is loud, or you know the garbage can is crossed over onto your property, people call the cops for that. So it's just, if people rely way too much on the police, and restructuring that to have someone who's, you know, like a community security guard or whatever, that's part of the dialogue, and I think people are missing that, because this headline of defunding, that term, is freaking people out.
Yeah. It's not appropriate at all.
Well, it should, because in L.A., they've defunded, and they've gotten rid of things that used to serve a lot of the most vulnerable.
How do they get away with any of this stuff in Los Angeles?
They got rid of the gangs unit, the special victims
unit. You have no common sense?
They have no common sense.
How do we grow so many people in one state like a weed? And the people who have common sense are moving.
Yeah, but the gangs thing, I was reading some of the stuff from California. There were cops who got busted for falsifying records saying it was gang related activity, and it wasn't.
It was a separate thing. That was with the Cal Gang database, and those cops
the database,
three of
right.
them, and there were three of them, and those cops were like,
what was their incentive for that? Just upping the numbers so they justify their jobs.
Yeah,
so
maybe,
what's going to be left of California?
Getting rid of plainclothes cops.
Future.
That used to take guns off the street? Bad idea.
The homeless people, the gangs, and lunatic liberals. That's what's going to be left in California.
Isn't that already what's there?
My family is there, Jennifer's there.
And then Jen.
And I spend 4 months a year there as I can. But I will tell you, the political realities of that state, I owned property there for, 14 years or so? 15, 16, maybe more than that. I'm trying to remember 2001 to a couple of years ago. So, 15, 16 years. I would never own property there again. Never.
Well, the homeless situation is just
And
awful.
That place I lived in last year, you know, it was a nice neighborhood, quiet neighborhood in Venice. And it was horrible. My car got broken into twice in the first 2 weeks I was there. I've never had my car broken into before.
Yeah.
They walk right up to you on the street.
Yep.
And it cost
and
you.
Why
it's,
is that?
It is
because they declassified. Yeah, because they declassified crimes. So all the stuff that used to be felonies, it's now misdemeanors. So people know that they can commit crimes, and they'll probably get a ticket. If they get arrested, they get let out of jail. People commit multiple crimes in the same day because we don't want to be tough on crime because we want people to have a chance. Well, while they're getting your chance, your car's getting broken.
Anybody who's got any brains is moving out, moving to San Antonio, Austin. To Flagstaff, Arizona.
Austin can't even handle any more people.
No, California.
Austin is just, it's swelled up so quickly that they didn't have the infrastructure for it. I have a friend who got transferred to Austin, when he got there, he just said, he's like, oh, my God. He's like, the rent, just everything has just exploded in Austin.
Bananas.
It's a cool place to live, but it's tough. Mm.
Willie lives there. Number three, coming up in a moment, the focus on the presidential race. Oh, yes. There is a presidential race. That's going to be the third rail after the COVID and the Black Lives Matter movement. You wait and see as things get heated up this fall. We'll get to that in a moment here. From Talkers Magazine, we present the people list, the top 10 list of those, and there are a number of names here. Ms. Maxwell and Mr. Cannon made it in at number 10, Ruth Bader Ginsburg at 9, Barack Obama and Bill Gates because of the hack at number 8, Andrew Cuomo at 7. Jeff Sessions lost an election this week. That was pretty interesting. That was number 6. Mary Trump in her book, focus on the namesake, number 5. Number 4, Brad Pascal. Number 3, Joe Biden. Number 2, Dr. Fauci. And number 1 is President Trump. So they got the top. Well, Fauci's been in the top 2 or 3, and obviously Biden's going to be there. So that list of... The list underneath that, though, those names have changed a lot this week. As we acknowledge the work done by the folks at Talkers Magazine, you can find Talkers Radio and Talkers Television at Talkers.com.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently, and now's the time to join the millions of Americans who've changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillows, MyPillow towel sets, roll-and-go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Go to the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free. That's the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor-formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune-supporting cofactors magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right, get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping plus a free Ultra Pure Fish Oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently, and now's the time to join the millions of Americans who've changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillows, MyPillow towel sets, roll-and-go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune supporting cofactors, magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right. Get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping plus a free Ultra Pure Fish Oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly. 1-800-484-5947.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with an overview of the stories from Talkers Magazine this week. The charts of the week of July 13th to the 17th. At number 10, the Nick Cannon controversy. At number 9, Ruth Bader Ginsburg and her actions on the Supreme Court and how she's feeling health-wise. Number 8, federal executions and the tax returns. The Fed's in the focus at number 8. China relationship, number 7. Number 6, that Twitter hack that caught so many people literally with their pants down. Mary Trump's book, selling almost 1 million copies the first day, number 5. The Black Lives Matter movement and Nick Cannon, number 4. Presidential politics, number 3. Number 1 and number 2 story combo of the COVID, the stats, projections, when is school going to open, do I wear a mask or not, all that stuff. That's found their way, those two items, into the number 1 and 2 position on the story list this week from Talkers Magazine. All right, number 3 here on our review of the hot hits in talk radio, the presidential race. I thought it was interesting this week, Biden and his team put out a lot of position papers on important social issues. I don't know whether that went noticed or not. I saw, read two or three things that have come from them. And interestingly enough, Bernie Sanders is having quite the sway on a lot of the policies that they're putting in their platforms. You know that, ladies?
I did.
Behind the scenes, yeah.
Platform, it's Bernie. Elizabeth Warren also having a huge impact on it. In fact, Axios just wrote a story about it this week. And AOC, too.
Yeah, great.
Well, you have to appeal to all branches of the party. It can't just be, you know, one thing, or else Democrats are not going to vote, and we're not going to get anywhere as a party.
They have to appeal. They have to appeal to the AOC Bernie thing to make sure they get where they want to go. Number 2 and number 1, all about COVID and the health care situation. The argument about masks, to mask or not to mask. When is school going to open? The whole business. And so the one thing that came out this week was a review of what we said in March. Summertime would stem the tide of the virus. Nope.
Nope.
That hasn't quite happened. And so you wonder, okay, well, because it has mutated 18 times. And that you don't hear the news media talking about that either. They're still busy scaring the hell out of everybody.
Waiting for a vaccine.
It's no more, and the vaccine's going to be no good anyway because it is about the first incarnation, not what's presently there today or will be when they release the vaccine. Thank you, ladies. Jennifer and Victoria here from the DJV Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-993-8236. That's 800-993-8236.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-993-8236.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's Tech Talk time. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan here to review the top five items from the world of technology, applied technology, if you will, for the past week. Starting at number five, Zoom made an announcement, Victoria.
Yes, Zoom has gone from software to hardware. They are expanding the company, and they have produced something called Zoom for Home. It's an appliance that's $599. It's going to ship in August. It's a 27-inch touchscreen device that has three smart webcams, eight noise-reducing microphones built in, and it comes preloaded with Zoom software. So $599 might seem like a steep price, but this is as we look into the fall, depending on where you live, a lot of states are not having people back in the office potentially until January, maybe even February of 2021. So this is Zoom is essentially how business conference calls are going to take place.
I use it all the time.
Yeah, everybody does. So, and kids were using it for school. So to have a Zoom device at home.
I don't like the fact that it's a Chinese company.
And they've had their issues with security problems and stuff, but it still isn't stopping people from using it, and companies are endorsing it and signing on. So, you know, to have a whole device like this where a company can just send it to someone who needs to be on a remote conference call, it's actually kind of a smart idea.
Number four is a focus on Spotify. How many people still are paying attention? I didn't know there was that much business, if you will, anymore with Spotify.
Really? It's the number one music streaming service.
So what do I know?
And podcast. Well,
anyway, what's the story?
Spotify is revamping its podcast charts because it has expanded its podcast offerings. So now they're going to have two different charts. One's called Trending and the other is Top. Trending is going to be based on the speed of growth in listener numbers, which includes 50 of the top rising shows. And then the Top chart will just be the 200 overall. It's going to be localized by region, and it'll be categorized like business, comedy, technology, and so this is going to be they're kind of trying to overlap with Apple, because right now Apple Podcast is still the kind of gold standard of the charts, and so Spotify wants essentially to create their own charts and their own algorithm. So we'll see how it goes, but it's starting to roll out right now.
Number three on the list, how to stake your claim in the iPhone slowdown settlement. I want my $25. I want my Mapo. What do we have here?
So this was called Batterygate, and this was the saga that was one of the bigger controversies that Apple has ever faced. They were throttling the iPhones that had aging batteries, and essentially it forced you to buy a new iPhone because they just didn't want to support the old ones anymore because it costs them money to do that. So they would throttle the battery life, and then you would turn on your iPhone 6 or 6S, and you'd have battery, and then it just died. Yeah. And so they were doing that on purpose. They got caught, and it prompted a class action lawsuit. Now, if you had a 6, 6 Plus, 6S, all the way through an SE, anything before December 21st of 2017, then you are entitled to get your chunk of this. It's only going to probably be $25. It potentially will be less than that by the time they reach this $500 million cap. So if you go to the Apple website, you can in the frequently asked questions, you can sign up. You can see the form and you can sign up for it. It's not a guarantee you're going to get the money, but at least you can put in for $25 or a gift card.
Number two is a Google deal.
Yeah, this was one of the best things I think Google has done in a long time. They announced a new initiative to help U.S. workers get qualified in high-paying, high-growth job fields like data analytics, project management, and user experience design. They're going to fund 100,000 online certification scholarships as part of this initiative, and they said something that I totally agree with, especially now when we talk about how high the unemployment numbers are in our country. Google said college degrees are out of reach for many Americans, and you shouldn't need a college diploma to have economic security. And so they said we need new accessible job training solutions from enhanced vocational programs to online education to help America recover and rebuild. So they're committing $10 million to job training. And these are some really great scholarships. If you are looking for work, go on to Google and look into this because you can get a four-year degree in 6 months. And that will set you up for a really good – it puts you in a really good position for these emerging fields, which is all tech.
Number one this week is pretty scary.
Yeah, this was the biggest hack that Twitter has ever experienced. This was a coordinated attack on its system. They hacked into all of the most prominent and most followed accounts, everyone from Kanye, President Obama, Joe Biden, Bill Gates. It started on Elon Musk's account, Apple, Warren Buffett, Jeff Bezos, Mike Bloomberg. The list went on and on. And so they detected that they believed it was a coordinated social engineering attack by people who targeted some of the employees at Twitter and then accessed their internal systems and tools. So it was a mess.
Yep, pretty messy, pretty unlucky for them. That's the story, top five tech stories of the week, courtesy of Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Do you know you might be overpaying for your Medicare supplement plan? Do you get lost in an alphabet maze of plans like A, B, C, D, and G, F? Would you like help getting out of the maze and finding the very best plan for you? We are experienced Medigap agents at Health IQ, and we are on a mission to give people like you fair and square Medigap rates. Health IQ is the only insurance agency that rewards seniors proactively working on their health, like eating right and exercising. You don't have to be an athlete to save money. We reward healthy lifestyles of all kinds. Do you take your vitamins and supplements? Do you stay active and in the know about things that impact your health? If so, you could save money with Health IQ. Let us help you take care of your Medicare supplement needs. To see if you qualify for exclusive savings on Medicare supplement insurance, go to healthiq.com/Medigap. To start saving, go to healthiq.com/Medigap. That's healthiq.com/Medigap.
Health IQ is an agency offering plans from different insurance carriers. No government or Medicare affiliation. Coverage and special rates not available in all counties or...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The White House says it would push through a Supreme Court nominee should a vacancy occur before Election Day.
When Justice Antonin Scalia died in 2016, 9 months before the presidential election, the GOP-controlled Senate refused to hold a hearing or vote for President Trump's court nominee. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said voters should determine who would nominate the next justice. But last week, President Trump's chief of staff, Mark Meadows, said they would move quickly to make a Supreme Court appointment if there was a vacancy this year. His comments came after news that Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is receiving chemotherapy for a recurrence of cancer. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A gunman shot and killed the 20-year-old son of a federal judge in New Jersey and shot and injured her husband. The shootings at the North Brunswick home of U.S. District Judge Esther Salas comes just 4 days after the judge was assigned to a case linked to Jeffrey Epstein. She was in the basement at the time of the shooting and not injured. Her husband was taken to the hospital for surgery. The perpetrators believed to be a lone gunman. State governments, like governments around the world, are reassessing their coronavirus response to the recent spike in numbers. Mayor of Los Angeles says the city reopened too quickly and is now on the brink of a new widespread stay-at-home orders. Ohio's governor is warning his state's going the wrong way. He may have to impose a statewide mandate on wearing face masks. In Arkansas, Governor Asa Hutchinson says he's already done that.
Because we did see an increase in cases in the community not tied to where we have lifted restrictions, we did take the further step of instituting a statewide mask mandate.
Hutchinson was a guest on ABC's This Week program. Rapper Kanye West, in his first event since declaring a presidential candidacy, delivered a monologue Sunday in North Charleston, South Carolina. More at townhall.com.
Relief Factor. Effective pain relief that really, really works. How do I know that? I don't have a script. I don't have talking points. I live it. I've been taking it for a year and a half. I had a lower back pain issue that had been plaguing me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor for 2 weeks. Yes, 2 weeks, and my pain was gone, and it's still gone. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. Don't take my word for it. See their incredible video testimonials at relieffactor.com. And then find out for yourself if this incredible drug-free product could work for you as well as it does for me and tens of thousands of Americans. It's so very, very simple. Go to relieffactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. And I guarantee it, Dr. G's guarantee, if you take it morning and evening, as do I, for 3 weeks, by the end of that time, you will know if it works for you like it works for me.
Manuel Marty Maroon, a billionaire businessman who owned a critical bridge that connects Michigan to Canada, has died in his suburban Detroit home.
The 93-year-old Maroon died of congestive heart failure in Grosse Pointe Shores. The Detroit Historical Society says Maroon bought the Ambassador Bridge in 1979, a span which connects Detroit to Windsor, Ontario. He opposed plans by Michigan and Canada to build a publicly owned commuter bridge across that Detroit River. The Gordie Howe International Bridge is expected to open in 2024.
George Manzani reporting. Maroon attended the University of Detroit Jesuit High School and majored in chemistry and biology at the University of Notre Dame. Democratic leaders in the U.S. House asking for federal inspectors general to investigate federal law enforcement involvement in trying to quell nightly protests in Portland, Oregon, and other cities. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. One of the greatest players in golf history says he's recovered from the coronavirus.
Jack Nicklaus says he's recovered from a health scare. The golf legend revealed during Sunday CBS telecast of the memorial that he and his wife tested positive for the coronavirus at the onset of the pandemic. He said his wife had no COVID-19 symptoms, while Nicklaus had a sore throat and a cough. Nicklaus said they were home in Florida from March 13th until they recovered on or about April 20th. Nicklaus and his wife Barbara turned 18 a month apart at the start of the year. I'm Dave Ferry.
John Rahm will move to the top of the world golf rankings after a convincing victory at the Memorial Sunday. Rahm closed with a 3-over-75 for a 9-under total, 3 strokes ahead of second-round co-leader Ryan Palmer. Rahm joins Seve Ballesteros as the only Spaniards to reach number one. Tiger Woods carded a 76 for the second time in 3 days, leaving him at +6. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
Subscribe.
Now, When Radio Was, brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
folks, this time around, we continue an episode of The Life of Riley, and then later, Adventure, as Al Hodge will be heard as newspaper publisher Britt Reed and his alter ego, the Green Hornet. Ah, but first, comedy. At the end of our last show, we started what turned out to be the final Life of Riley episode. Now, before we continue it, a little history of the series. Way back in the summer of 1941, CBS launched a Saturday morning program known as The Life of Riley, but it didn't really resemble the later, better-known series. Lionel Stander was heard as J. Riley Farnsworth. It was 3 years later, though, the show that we all know debuted. On January 16, 1944, William Bendix was first heard as Chester A. Riley, a riveter at a California aircraft plant, married to Peg, as voiced by Paula Winslow, with children Babs and Junior, originally played by Sharon Douglas and Conrad Binion. Others would play the kids over the next 7 years, and by the time the final show aired, Barbara Eiler was Babs and Bobby Ellis was Junior. Throughout most of the run, versatile actor John Brown was both Riley's co-worker Gillis, as well as Digby Digger O'Dell, the friendly undertaker. In this second half of the Riley's Leave for Vacation episode, indeed the finale of the series, Brown will be heard as both of those characters. This is from June 29th, 1951.
Hey, you're right.
No, hello, Gillis. Sit down.
Boy, I can use it.
Feet hurt?
No, it's my back. My sacred iliac. Today's wash day, so I took out a laundry bundle to the laundromat.
Yeah, that hurt your back?
Yeah, a bunch of ladies in the laundromat talked me into a crop gate. I was on my knees for 3 hours.
Yeah, well, with women, there's always trouble.
Yeah. I caught one of them using loaded dice. So I made her give back the underwear she won from.
Well, I got my own troubles, Gillis.
Oh, yeah, the family, huh?
Yeah.
Going away and leaving you after you give them the best years of your life.
Yeah. Well, at least I got one friend. You.
Yes. Boy, will you be lonesome?
I'll be horrible. They got no right leaving me. They ain't going yet. If I could only think of something to keep them here.
Riley, I'm shocked. If they hate you, why force yourself on them?
They don't hate me. I can understand the kids, but my wife shouldn't leave me alone like this. When we were first married and she was the one who was working, I stuck close to her. Even picked up her paycheck every week for her. Nothing was too much.
Yeah, well, if it was me, I wouldn't give them the satisfaction. I'd act happy they was gone.
Yeah, I might as well be a good sport, or else they may never come back to me.
Yeah, you wouldn't want that to happen. Yeah. You'd lose 3 good income tax deductions. Yeah. So, I'll tell you what you do. Tell them how glad you are they're gone. Be merry. Smile. Joke. Laugh. Even though inside, your heart is breaking. Be like Pagliacci. You know, live, girl, live.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right, Gillis. I've been acting like a heel. I'm going to go in there and clown around. From now on, I ain't going to be Chester Riley. I'm going to be Pagliacci Riley.
Daddy's grandmother, isn't it time we told him he's going with us?
No, not quite yet, Bev. I want him to really have a wonderful surprise. Oh, poor thing. He's been going around looking like he's lost his best friend.
Oh, shh. Here's your father. Oh, hello, dear.
Hello, Peg. Hiya, Pat. Hiya, Junior.
Riley, what's the matter with you?
Me? Nothing. I'm just happy. I'm happy that my little family can take a nice trip this summer.
Well, I'm happy that you're happy.
Oh, I'm going to be delirious. Don't worry about me. Don't worry if I'm home all alone and I'm sitting in the bathtub and the phone rings and when I pick up the receiver, I get electrocuted. It'll probably be a wrong number. Anyway, have a good time.
We will, Pop.
That's right. Enjoy yourself. Don't worry how I'm going to get my meal. I'll eat them all at Harry's Greasy Grotto. The food's improved there lately. Only 3 cases of tomaine this week.
Now, you be careful what you eat.
Hey, you're really worried what I eat?
Yes, you're getting fat.
Oh,
Dad, are all the bags packed? All packed, Mom. And, Junior, did you phone for a taxi?
Yes, Mom.
No, Peg. If you're thinking of canceling this trip, now you forget it.
All right, dear. Well, children, let's get the bags out on the street.
Well, goodbye, Peg. Goodbye.
Riley, aren't you coming to the station with us?
No. No, I better not. You might break down looking at my face as the train runs away from it.
Why, you sound so strange. I thought you were happy we were going.
Sure. Sure I'm happy. I'm the happiest man alive.
Then why are you crying?
I'm not crying. I'm laughing. Oh, look, I'm laughing.
This is a big station.
Well, we'll have to hurry and see about our baggage. Oh, Riley, please get me some magazines and meet us on the train. Car 289.
Okay, thanks.
Now, come on, children. Hurry up.
Yeah. 4 whole weeks without them. I don't think I'll live through it.
In that case, I'll take care of you.
Who's that?
It is I, Digby Odell, the friendly undertaker.
Oh, hello, Digger.
Greetings, Riley. You're looking fine. Very natural.
What are you doing down here at the station, Digger?
Oh, I'm off to attend the annual convention of my lot, the BPOE.
BPOE? Oh, the Benevolent Protective Order of Elks.
Oh, the Brotherhood of Fallbearers, Organists, and Embalmers. This year's convention is being held at Tombstone, Arizona. I'm going to recommend a slogan to break up the growing monopoly in our profession.
Yeah? What is the slogan?
Share the work. Don't be a groundhog. And it's really going to be wonderful. This year, we're putting on a minstrel show.
Huh?
Two of my fellow undertakers will be in it.
Huh? What part do you play, Digger?
Mr. Bones. Oh, wait till the audience hears our jokes. We'll lay them in the aisles. What are you doing here, Riley?
Well, my wife and kids are going east for a month. I feel awful.
Too bad. Recently, my dear wife, Brunhilde, left me for 3 months. I was so unhappy. But now she's back, and I'm so happy.
Well, they're on the train right now. But I'm not even going to say goodbye to them. I'll get even with him for leaving me alone with myself. What a dirty trick to do to me.
Riley, I'm shocked. That's no attitude. Say goodbye to them. Someday you'll be going on a long trip, and then they'll say goodbye to you.
I'll never go on a long trip.
Would you care to bet? Riley, your family is counting on you to bid them farewell. Don't let them down.
Why shouldn't I?
In my profession, we have a theory. It's a grave error, and someday you'll rue it. If you've let down a person, and that person knew it.
Well, maybe you're right, Digger. I'll say goodbye, and I'll get Peg some roses.
Oh, I love flowers. My favorite flower is crocus.
Gee, married life is so complicated.
Yes, married life is complicated, confusing, nerve-wracking, heartbreaking. But I adore marriage. It's so great. Well, here you go. I'd better be shoveling off.
So this is the train you're going on, huh?
Yes, dear. You're lucky we got this space. Do you like it?
Yeah, it's all right, I guess, as trains go. But I guess this one is going pretty far.
Don't you wish you were going with us, Daddy?
Me? No. No, travel broadens you, and your mother says I'm fat enough now.
But this is going to be a great trip, Pop. We're going to see some swell scenery.
Oh, you won't see so much scenery. The mountains and trees keep blocking your view. Well, I guess I better say goodbye now. Goodbye now. Goodbye, Babsy. Watch out for them Brooklyn boys. They're smarter than the Hollywood boys. Couple of them. Here's four letters I wrote last night. Open one every week. They tell you how much I'm missing you. Well, I better get going.
Why, it's too bad you can't come with us.
Oh, I don't mind. I don't really care to go because... Oh, Peg, I lied to you.
I know, dear.
I'm such a fool.
I know, dear.
I didn't ask for a leave of absence. I was scared of losing my job. If I'd have had any backbone, I'd be going with you to Brooklyn.
Well, I was waiting for you to say that. I think you've learned your lesson. Now,
like me, Peg, I gotta get off now. Oh, gee, these goodbyes sure take it out of you. I'm dizzy. I could swear that station out there is moving. I bet you we're moving. The train's going. Stop it. Call the whistle. Call the conductor.
Relax, Riley. It's all right.
I've got to get off. I'll lose my job. Open the window. I'll jump off.
Pop, you're going with it.
Oh, I can't. I ain't even got a ticket. They'll make me shovel coal.
The train burns oil.
They'll make me shovel oil.
We've got a ticket for you.
But my job.
I got you a leave of absence from your boss. Daddy, you should have known we never go without you.
Gosh, Pop, what do you think we are?
Wait a minute. Let me get this straight. You mean I won't have to stay home alone and suffer? I can be with my sweet family?
That's right.
What a revolting development this is. Well, this is it, Peg Grandson. Oh, come on, let's get off.
What's the rush, Riley? We don't have to be the first to get off.
Yeah, but they're waiting out there.
Who's waiting?
The gang, my friends, my pals. I wired ahead to McArdle's Grill, Chop House, and Pool Room. Boy, what a reception they're going to give me. There'll be a band and speeches. Oh, they haven't forgotten me.
Watch your step, sir.
Yeah. Come on, Peg, hurry up. We don't want to keep them waiting. Come on.
Hey, Riley.
Yeah, oh, you see? That must be the chairman of the reception committee.
Hi there. Glad to see you. This is my wife. These are my kids.
Are you the Chester A. Riley who used to live at 89 Myrtle Avenue?
That's me, in person.
Fine. Here's a summons. And when you come to court, bring that 3 months' rent you gypped us out of when you ran away to California.
You see, Peg? It's just like I said. They haven't forgotten me.
By Mitch Linton. Mrs. Riley is Paula Winslow. Digger Odell is John Brown. Babs is Barbara Eiler. And Junior is Bobby Ellis.
That indeed was the final radio episode of The Life of Riley, originally airing on June 29th, 1951. As I mentioned earlier, the program had begun in early 1944 and would transition to television in 1953. William Bendix was seen as Riley, but the rest of the cast was replaced for TV. Marjorie Reynolds was Peg, Lou Jean Sanders was Babs, and Wesley Morgan was Junior. Television's Life of Riley aired until 1958. And afterwards, Bendix continued to show up periodically on TV with guest shots on the following series: Wagon Train, Playhouse 90, The Untouchables, Overland Trail, Mr. Ed, and Burke's Law. In 1964, following a stomach ailment, Bendix died at age 58 from malnutrition and pneumonia. His wife of 37 years, Teresa, and their two daughters survived him. I'm Greg Bella. When we continue here on When Radio Was, we'll feel the sting of the Green Hornet. We'll be right back.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
During the COVID-19 crisis, many of us are now working from home. And one company helping us to stay productive from home is Zoho, with their new product called Remotely. So how can you manage your staff and projects remotely? Zoho's LSP explains.
There is this whole aspect of doing project management. So if you want to track
time, if you want to kind of take control of what people are working on, then there is Soho Projects, which is a tool that will allow you to do project management. If you want to help people remotely logging into their desktops or laptops and helping them doing some troubleshooting and fixing issues, that's where Zoho Assist comes into play. Then there is Zoho Lens, which is a new tool that we released, which is going to turn your phone camera into a streaming device.
Go to zoho.com/remotely to sign up, and it's free until July.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Pat Boone here for the folks at Swiss America. Rock-solid foundations are vital in life, in business, and in finance, because in the end, only what we've built on a firm foundation will withstand the storms of life. Today, the economic storms are raging, and the foundations of everything are being tested. And as recent news headlines reveal, the world economy has never looked shakier. And gold, the world's oldest and most trusted form of money, is also grabbing headlines. Now is the time to put your future on a rock-solid foundation. Swiss America will help you create an indestructible asset today. Discover the timeless truth about gold and silver by calling Swiss America or visiting online at SwissAmerica.com.
800-429-4018. 800-429-4018. 800-429-4018. 800-429-4018.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Welcome back to When Radio Was, before films, before television, even before comic books. The Green Hornet was a radio series. Created by the same folks behind The Lone Ranger, the Juvenile Targeted Adventure program debuted on Detroit radio station WXYZ in January of 1936. On that date, the Black Beauty first roared out of a deceptively derelict building and took the Green Hornet and his loyal valet, Cato, into their first crime-fighting adventure. Writer Fran Stryker created the character, making him the great-nephew of the Lone Ranger. Like that radio hero, the Hornet also wore a mask and fought on the side of the law, despite frequently being mistaken by the police for one of the criminals. Here is Al Hodge in one known as Put It on Ice, originally airing on the 4th of July, 1939.
The Green Hornet. Hunts the biggest of all game, public enemies that even the G-men cannot reach, the Green Hornet. The adventurer put it on ice. The events and characters depicted in this drama are fictitious. Any similarity to actual persons, living or dead, is purely coincidental. Why is the whistle blowing?
I don't know, Mr. Brinkley. Something's gone wrong.
Find out what it is at once.
Mr. Brinkley, it's the refrigerating system over in packing plant 6.
What? The new system we installed yesterday?
Better come along and look for yourself.
I most certainly will. Miss Williams.
Yes, Mr. Brinkley?
Call the police emergency squad. If any men are overcome by the ammonia fumes, we'll need all the help they can give us.
Right down here, Mr. Brinkley, around the corner.
Yes, yes. How did it happen, Carson? Are there any men inside the plant?
Can't tell how it happened, Mr. Brinkley. The system was okay when we inspected it yesterday. I hope this won't spoil all that meat we've got in there.
Forget that. What does it matter what happens to the meat? It's the men who may be trapped inside I'm worried about.
We'll soon see, Mr. Brinkley. They're right through this door.
Are they all right?
Watch out for the ammonia fumes.
Bring them out here in the fresh air.
Stand back. Give them air.
One side, one side. Are they all out?
Out of the way. Let us through, please. It's Mr. Brinkley.
Yeah, we got him out, Mr. Brinkley. Pretty close call, but they'll pull through.
How many were there, Hendricks?
Oh, lucky thing there was only two of them, sir. Me and Smith just managed to get them before that ammonia.
Hendricks, you got quite a dose of that ammonia yourself. Better have the doctor take a look at you.
Well, I'm all right now, sir. Just got a little whiff. Nothing to worry about.
Just took a look in through the open door, Mr. Brinkley. That meat is ruined.
Is that true, Hendricks?
I guess so, Mr. Brinkley. You know, it ain't no good when the ammonia's been at it.
Completely spoiled. Two carloads of beef that we might just as well throw away.
Carson, I can't understand it. We've had one serious loss after another, and now this.
Look here, Hendricks. You're in charge of this unit. How do you explain this, miss?
Oh, I wish I knew, Mr. Carson. It don't make sense.
We don't want excuses, Hendricks.
Easy, Carson. There's plenty of time to get Hendricks' account of things.
But, Mr. Brinkley...
Never mind. You go over and have the doctor check you up, Hendricks. We'll go into this tomorrow.
Yes, sir. I can't figure it happening the way it did.
Carson, you and I better go inside and look around ourselves.
Now, Mr. Brinkley, there may still be some ammonia in there.
No, there ain't, sir. Hendricks busted all the windows when we went in. Gas is practically all out by now.
Come on then, Carson.
Is it okay if I go in with you, Mr. Brinkley?
Who are you?
Lowry's my name, sir, from the Daily Sentinel.
Oh, Britt Reed's paper. Well, come along.
Do you think it's wise, Mr. Brinkley?
How do you mean?
Well, there's been quite a bit of trouble in our packing plant already, sir. Perhaps it's best to keep reporters away. You're wrong there. Better take me along, Mr. Brinkley.
I don't exactly...
I have a story already, Mr. Brinkley, from the men who were inside. Do you want me to print that, or would you rather have me get the straight dope from seeing it myself?
Look here, young man. What do you imply?
Well, one of them, one that was working inside when the pipes burst, said it looked like plain criminal carelessness.
Then listen to his story, Mr. Brinkley.
My meat packing plant has always been the safest in the country.
Then it's okay for me to go with you?
Yes, it is.
But, Mr.
Besides, Britt Reed is a friend of mine, and I want him to have a good idea of what's happened here from someone who won't color the story. Put a handkerchief over your nose. We're going in.
Office of Britt Reed's secretary.
Who's the boss with, anyhow?
I don't know, Lowry. I told him you were waiting, but he said to wait. He's tied up with someone who came in while I was out to lunch.
Well, who is it?
Don't ask me. He left those packages on that other desk.
Well, Katie.
Axford.
Well, golly, youngsters, glad I am to see you.
You're the one who was with Mr. Reed.
That I am. And I'm to be back at me old job. By golly, ain't that something? How are you, Lowry?
I was all right till you blew in. But anyhow, welcome, Axford.
The same old Lowry. Now I can be giving you me help in cracking some of the stories that happened around this town. Ain't that so?
Yeah, ain't it?
What's in those packages, Axford?
First some brass polish to keep in me disc, and then there's some polishing cloth.
Polish? For what?
For the big package there. It's a brand new cuspidor brought with me all the way from the West.
Oh, my. It starts all over again. Well, keep it in your desk and take off that hat.
Oh, by golly, it's just like being home. That it is.
I better see the boss.
I'd be trying, Casey, not to get in your hair.
Boss? I'll get right to facts. I told you something about that Brinkley outfit already.
Oh, yes.
I went through the place with Brinkley and his assistant, a guy named Carson. That ammonia leak was caused by a valve being opened when it should have been closed. It's one that those two men weren't killed.
How did you like Brinkley?
Okay. He told me he was in the civic club with you.
That's true. Look here, Lowry. What is there to these stories that Brinkley's meat isn't up to the Board of Health requirements?
That's what I'd like to get more dope on.
Yes?
Mr. Brinkley is here to see you.
Brinkley? Oh, send him right in. I want to see him. Why, Brinkley wants to see me, and at this particular time...
Yes, I'd better be going along.
No, Lowry, stay here.
Go right in, Mr. Brinkley.
Thank you. Well, how are you, Brinkley? You've met Mr. Lowry, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
Went through the plant with me.
How are you?
Reed, that's what I've come to see you about.
The accident at your meatpacking plant this morning? Oh, by the way, how are the two men who were overcome by ammonia?
Oh, they're fine, Reed, resting comfortably. The men got them out in the nick of time.
Brinkley, is it true that you've been having a lot of trouble lately?
Well, yes, it is.
Well, Lowry's been telling me that some of the restaurants are turning down your product.
They have, and I can't say I blame them. Quite a lot of it's not up to standard.
Why not bring it up to standard again?
You know the reputation of my plant, Reed.
It's always been very good.
Yeah, up to now.
Before this, I've prided myself on the fact that the Board of Health has always given my products the highest possible rating.
Well, you mean that rating has changed?
Changed is putting it mildly. The Board of Health has condemned more than half of the meat in my plant in the last week.
Well, things sure have gone haywire. When I think of the juicy steaks you used to...
Unless something's done, I'll go bankrupt. I'll be forced to sell my business.
Oh, that's too bad, Brinkley. Yet at the same time, I scarcely see what this has to do with a newspaper publisher. Why come to me?
Reed, I'm convinced there's something crooked behind it.
Crooked? What makes you think that, Mr. Brinkley?
This accident today, for one thing.
Any evidence of tampering?
None.
I didn't see any either. Looked like just plain carelessness to me.
I'm sure it isn't.
What makes you so positive?
Well, it's nothing tangible.
Then if you can't put your finger on it, Mr. Brinkley...
Yet all the trouble has started since I turned down an offer to sell my business.
Oh, I see. You think this is an attempt to force you to sell?
Exactly.
Well, I take it this attempt is proving successful.
Reed, my back's to the wall.
Sounds simple enough to me. Get the police after it. Have them check up.
I have, with no results. They believe I'm simply trying to cover up my own negligence.
Have they investigated the outfit that wants to buy you out?
They've tried to.
What do you mean?
Exactly that. They haven't been able to find out.
Well, isn't it a bit unusual for
a prospective buyer to conceal his identity? Yes, Reed, it is. But it's not unheard of.
Sure, it might be a rival meatpacking concern that wants to put you out of business, then buy your equipment for practically nothing.
Unless I can stop these accidents, they'll get it.
Brinkley, you supply meat to all the hospitals and city food centers, don't you?
That's true, Reed. It's imperative that they're sure of the quality and purity of the meat they use.
In that case, clearing up these difficulties at your plant is a matter of public concern.
Right, boss.
And when the public welfare is jeopardized, the Daily Sentinel is interested, very interested.
I knew I could count on you, Reed.
A reporter can find out a lot of things that the police can't.
Yeah, especially a good reporter.
Well, I'll see what you can dig up. Track down this outfit.
The one that's made Mr. Brinkley that offer?
Cover that plant from cellar to skylight. Check on every one and everything.
Check, boss. It's an assignment.
I'll give you all the help I can.
Brinkley, what happens to your business is a private concern. But when the quality of the food you sell the public is being tampered with, then it's a matter for investigation.
And believe me, boss, when I start investigating, I investigate. Before I'm through, I'll know this setup like I know the palm of my hand.
Now, this here room, Bud, where we cut the meat up into different sections.
What about that saw? What's that for?
Oh, same thing. Sometimes we have to saw through big bones. This belt here is a conveyor for carrying the meat from one operation to the next.
Mm-hmm. What's behind this door?
Come on in.
Ooh, say, it's cold in here. I'll just close...
Yeah, don't close that door. This is a refrigerator room. If we should get stuck in here with the door closed, we'd be out of luck. Might freeze to death.
I'm that way already. This is where you hang the meat, huh?
Yeah, gotta keep it cold so as it don't spoil. Mr. Carson, our expert on refrigeration, is mighty particular about that.
He can have it. I've seen plenty. Let's get out of here before they use me for a snowman.
You say your name's Lowry?
That's right. Mr. Brinkley sent me over to find out about that offer for his meatpacking plant. I understand that offer came through you.
Yes, it did. I'm a broker, sort of a middleman.
Who made that offer?
Sorry, but I'm not at liberty to give out that information.
What do you mean, not at liberty?
I told Mr. Brinkley the same thing. This sort of transaction comes my way quite frequently. My client doesn't wish to have his identity revealed.
Now, listen here, you...
Furthermore, I don't know who made the offer myself. The whole affair has been conducted by mail. The bank account...
The only name. I checked on it.
It's a registered business name, which is perfectly legal. And Brinkley knows the money's good.
But I still...
That's all I can tell you. Good day.
Casey, you see before you a reporter without a story.
Don't tell me, Lowry, the demon reporter couldn't discover anything.
I know the meatpacking business from A to Z. I know it cold. In fact, after being in that ice room, very cold.
Well, that ought to make a nice feature next to the stamp column.
What is it?
Lowry's back, Mr. Reed, without a story. Shall I send him in?
Oh, yes. No, I'll be out.
Casey, I never want to look a sirloin in the face again.
No luck, eh, Lowry?
Not a trace, boss. If you ask me, Brinkley's having pipe dreams. No trace of any dirty work going on in his place. As far as I could see, those accidents were caused by carelessness. Nothing more.
You couldn't track down the outfit that's offered to buy his business?
Yeah, I drew a blank on that, too. It's a blind alley, boss.
What did you find out?
Oh, I know the business. I know that there's a big shipment of beef coming in by truck tomorrow night, for example. But you can't call that a new scoop.
Tomorrow night, eh?
Is there anything unusual in that, Mr. Reed?
Huh? No, Miss Case, not exactly, but...
What's on your mind, boss?
Just thinking. I have a dinner appointment with Brinkley and Carson at the Civic Club. I'll have just time enough to go home and dress. Goodbye, Lowry. Keep trying.
Well, how do you like that, Casey? We have a mystery on our hands, and he's thinking about dinner.
As soon as Britt Reed reached his apartment, he sat down at his desk and wrote a letter.
Cato, I'm having dinner at the Civic Club with Mr. Brinkley and his assistant, Carson.
Yes, Mr. Britt.
I'll put the Hornet seal on this letter. There. It's addressed to Mr. Brinkley, Cato. Be sure he gets it at dinner this evening.
I tell you, Carson and I are worried, Reed.
The Board of Health has threatened to shut the plant up if there's one more case of contaminated meat.
Now, let me see. Carson, you're the chemist of the plant, aren't you? You're responsible for the condition of the meat.
Yes, I am. I inspected very carefully.
Pardon me. A letter for you, Mr. Brinkley, just came by messenger.
I wonder who.
This letter's from the Green Hornet.
The Green Hornet? That's impossible.
Look at this seal.
Yes, I'm quite familiar with the Green Hornet seal. There's no mistake about that.
He says he's going to hijack that shipment of meat tomorrow night.
Oh, you can usually depend on the Green Hornet to do as he says.
How are we going to stop him?
Well, why not delay the shipment?
Can't do that, Reed. That meat has to be here on time.
Well, then send it ahead. We'll send it by train. Have the trucks take a different route. There ought to be some way.
That's it, Reed. We can't send it by train because of the cost. But we can reroute the trucks so the Green Hornet won't know about the change.
That's an idea, Mr. Brinkley.
Suppose the Hornet learns of this change of route.
How can he if we take the right precautions?
If you say so, Mr. Brinkley.
I do say so. And we'll do it right now, at this table, secretly. So the Green Hornet will never be able to find out our plan.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Green Hornet adventure.
We'll be right back after we take a short break. Experience love, happiness, and heartache with MusicRewind.com and Sea of Heartbreak. 60 classic country love songs in an extraordinary 3-CD set. Order it at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 and pay only $19.98 plus get reduced shipping. Just enter or mention promo code COUNTRYLOVE33. Buy Sea of Heartbreak 60 Classic Country Love Songs now. Just call 800-206-5002 or go to MusicRewind.com. Remember promo code COUNTRYLOVE33. Please help me, I'm This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Around Dodge City and in the territory on West, there's just one way to handle the killers and the spoilers, and that's with a U.S. Marshal and a smell of gun smoke.
RadioSpirits.com wants to bring you around to our Dog Days of Summer Sale with William Conrad as U.S. Marshal Matt Dillon in Gunsmoke at 50% off. Go to RadioSpirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code SMOKE50 to pay half price on every Gunsmoke collection today.
I don't want to hear your talk, Kircher. Let's get this over with.
When this summer sale is over, it won't be back. So don't let it ride off into the sunset without you. Go to RadioSpirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code SMOKE50. That's SMOKE50 at RadioSpirits.com or call 800-833-4248 to save 50% on every Gunsmoke CD box set now. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Creeble.
Air Canada says it will no longer use the phrase ladies and gentlemen, just in case anybody might be offended. Its in-flight announcements will now address passengers as everyone. Many companies are joining the fad of eliminating all references to gender, a commitment to respect sexual identity, diversity, and inclusion, they say. But who exactly is offended by being called something nice? The company admits nobody is actually complained about it. They just want to avoid ever offending anyone in the future. Good luck. It is not possible to go through life without ever saying or thinking anything that could possibly offend someone. Americans need to lighten up. Political correctness is so out of control that it offends me. I'm not gender neutral. I'm female, and I love being called a lady.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
And now back to Al Hodge as the Green Hornet on When Radio Was.
Now to continue our story. Returning from his dinner at the Civic Club with Brinkley and Carson, Britt Reed told Cato what had occurred.
You had the letter brought to the Civic Club at just the right time, Cato. When Brinkley opened it and saw the Green Hornet seal, he didn't know what to say.
Did your plan work?
I sent that letter to Brinkley for a purpose, Cato. The Green Hornet threatened to hijack a truck caravan of meat that's coming to Brinkley's plant. I suggested that the trucks be rerouted over a different road to evade the Green Hornet.
Why, Mr. Britt?
Well, only a few of Brinkley's employees will know of the new route we decided on this evening. I'm convinced that all Brinkley's troubles are being planned by one of those employees in order to gain control of Brinkley's business.
I see.
Now, Brinkley thinks I'm going on a fishing trip. Instead, we're meeting that truck.
You brought the Green Hornet?
We'll take the mask and the gun and all our equipment, but not the Black Beauty.
No?
We'll be out on the open road tomorrow afternoon. The Black Beauty will be too easy to recognize. This time, Cato will travel in a small sedan with a mask handy.
Is Mr. Brinkley looking at you?
Brinkley isn't going out on the road at all, Cato, so we won't run into someone like him who might recognize me. You and I are the only living men to know me as the Green Hornet, Cato. And no one else ever will.
Yes, yes, Miss Williams. What is it?
I called Mr. Reed's office. He's already left on that fishing trip.
Already left? I didn't think he'd go so early.
He left orders that Lowry was to come over to see you. He's on his way.
All right.
Well, Lowry's the reporter who was here the day of the accident, isn't he?
Yes, I'm glad as long as Reed himself isn't available, that he's having Lowry come over.
You'll pardon me, Mr. Brinkley. I can't understand why you're so nervous.
That shipment. If the Green Hornet should discover our new route...
Only about 10 of us here in the plant know that.
Still...
If you're so jumpy, why not call in the police?
And increase the chances of a leak? The less people who know, the less chance of the Green Hornet finding out.
I think you're unduly alarmed about it.
Is Mr. Lowry, sir?
Oh, good. Come right in, Lowry.
Well, hello, Mr. Brinkley. You know Mr. Reed's out of town.
A fishing trip, yes, I know. You know Carson?
Yes.
I'll be going along. A lot of meat to inspect this afternoon. See you again, Lowry.
Well, sure. Hey, what's eating him? He looks like he bit on a tough steak.
Pardon me. Carson doesn't approve of your employer's ideas. The Green Hornet threatened to
hijack... What's that? The Green Hornet?
Yes.
Don't tell me he's mixed up in this.
He sent me a letter threatening to hijack a truck caravan full of meat. Reed told me not to release it for publication.
Mr. Reed said that?
In order to avoid publicity, Lowry.
Oh, I get it. You've made plans to checkmate the Green Hornet, and you don't want to take any chances of letting them get out. Is that it?
Precisely. Hasn't Reed told you?
All he said was to stick close to you. Now I see why.
I'm worried about tonight. I wish I could make sure nothing happens to that shipment.
Why don't you?
Huh?
What's to stop you? You have a car, haven't you? Well,
yes, I
have. Come on. If we leave now, you'll be able to meet those trucks halfway. If anything starts to happen, you'll be right there.
But what could I do?
You can decide that later. Come on, Brinkley.
All right, I'll go. Maybe I'll meet this Green Hornet face to face. But where are you going, Lowry?
Well, where do you think? If anybody's meeting the Green Hornet, this is one baby who wants a grandstand seat. I'm going to be right beside you.
Time for an intermission, but the Green Hornet will return right after these messages.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
One being simple day-to-day communication with friends, family, or colleagues. So how are we doing? Well, UMA is a VoIP or voice over IP phone service, and I did some research. Jim Guskey from UMA fills us in.
Where we've seen the greatest impact over the last couple of weeks is call duration. Everything is up, let me be clear about that. But call duration is where it's extremely up. For example, outgoing minutes is up 88% versus the previous month. Incoming minutes is up 75% versus the previous month. And overall call volume is up 40% versus the previous month.
Check out UMA.com for more info. That's OOMA.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Do you know you might be overpaying for your Medicare supplement plan? Do you get lost in an alphabet maze of plans like A, B, C, D, and G, F? Would you like help getting out of the maze and finding the very best plan for you? We are experienced Medigap agents at Health IQ, and we are on a mission to give people like you fair and square Medigap rates. Health IQ is the only insurance agency that rewards seniors proactively working on their health, like eating right and exercising. You don't have to be an athlete to save money. We reward healthy lifestyles of all kinds. Do you take your vitamins and supplements? supplements? Do you stay active and in the know about things that impact your health? If so, you could save money with Health IQ. Let us help you take care of your Medicare supplement needs. To see if you qualify for exclusive savings on Medicare supplement insurance, go to healthiq.com/Medigap. To start saving, go to healthiq.com/Medigap. That's healthiq.com/Medigap.
Health IQ is an agency offering plans from different insurance carriers. No government or Medicare affiliation. Coverage and special rates not available in all counties or cases.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. Chronic kidney disease, also known as CKD, affects around 30 million people just in the United States. Left unchecked, it can result in the need for dialysis or kidney transplant, but two simple tests could prevent that.
There's concrete evidence that there's something wrong with your kidneys usually. A simple blood test and a simple urine test can give you the information. In the urine, we are looking for the amount of protein that we lose.
Dr. LaTanya Hickson says the blood test is called a serum creatinine.
It's a serum creatinine that gives you an understanding of how the kidneys are functioning. And not only that, there are beautiful equations that are available now that help calculate what percentage or what rate your kidneys are functioning at.
Dr. Hickson recommends both tests, especially if you have high blood pressure or diabetes, the two leading causes of CKD. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
And now back to the action of the Green Hornet on When Radio Was.
Driving out of the city, Brinkley and Lowry traveled all afternoon. That evening, as darkness fell, Britt Reed and Cato sat in a car that was pulled off the road and hidden from sight.
Look, Cato, there's a car coming along the road. When it goes by, we might as well start after those trucks again. We want to be there with time to spare.
It's coming fast, Mr. Britt.
Cato, did you notice a license number on that car? It's Brinkley's. I noticed it last night in front of the Civic Club. He has a very low license number.
Where is he going?
He must be worried about his trucks. This may ruin everything.
What are we doing, Mr. Britt?
We have to make sure Brinkley doesn't reach those trucks before we've taken care of everything. He might recognize me in spite of my disguise.
Yes, sir.
We'll drive up past them. Several hundred large tacks in front of their tires would delay them a long time. Long enough for us to accomplish what we set out to do.
Turning onto the road, Britt pressed down on the accelerator. The sedan sped along the concrete after Brinkley's car.
There they are, Cato, stopping for that light ahead. Get the tacks ready. Oh, we're in luck. The light's changing. We'll be able to pass them before they get going too fast. The tacks now. Good work, Cato. Both front tires.
Take the wheel for a while, Smitty?
Hendricks, you keep it. Tough job driving over this strange road. Ain't like the regular one. What's the idea in shifting the route on us?
Search me, Smitty. He's been jittery ever since that icing plant broke down.
All I hope is he don't get wise to what's going on.
Not a chance. By this time tomorrow, Brinkley will be glad to sell out.
As long as I get my dough, that's all I'm worrying about.
You and me both, Smitty. Yeah, we'll get it. And more than we figure, too.
Yeah? How do you mean, Hendricks?
Well, we know what's going on, don't we?
Sure, we're the babies who've been doing all the dirty work for Carson.
You got it, Smitty. After Carson makes Brinkley sell the plant, we ain't finished, see?
You mean we tell Carson he's got to keep shelling out dough to us?
All right. Either Carson keeps paying us hush money or we squeeze.
Say, wouldn't Brinkley be surprised to know that Carson's the guy who's figured out this whole scheme?
He ain't gonna find out. You and me and Carson is the only ones who know. Carson ain't gonna spell it, and neither do we. If he pays us enough.
Yeah, if he pays us.
Ah, he'll pay all right. Carson's no dummy.
Hey, Hendricks, look up ahead.
Yeah, I seen it. A car across the road.
But this ain't where we're supposed to meet Carson.
Who else could it be, you sap? It must be Carson. Yeah, it's Carson. I recognize his car.
Hey, Carson, what's the idea of meeting us here? I thought you was going to be 5 miles up further.
I have to change our plans, Hendricks. A while back, I noticed that a car was trailing me along the road.
Yeah? Who was it?
I don't know. But to be on the safe side, I turned into a side road to duck him and met you here instead of the regular place.
Say, what's going on? This business and making us take a different route from the regular run. What's up?
The Green Hornet threatened to hijack this truck.
Green Hornet, so that's it.
Well, let him. Won't that help ruin Brinkley's business?
Not as well as my way, Smith. I'm a chemist. I'm going to shoot the meat in this truck full of germs. When the Board of Health inspects the shipment tomorrow, Brinkley will really be finished.
Yes, you're right.
That's why I called the state police.
What? State police? Who wants them around?
I told them you were calling, Hendricks. I said you wanted protection from the Green Hornet. You understand?
Oh, I get it. That's in case this Green Hornet should show up later, huh?
Exactly. Now, let's get busy.
Now, just a second, Carson. Me and Smitty got a paper for you to sign first.
A paper?
Yeah. Hold it under the panel light, Hendricks, so he can see.
Read it, Carson. It says what we're doing this job for, all about it.
But I don't understand.
We want it signed, see you? We don't open this truck.
That thing's practically a confession. I won't
sign. Don't worry. We'll tear it up when we get paid. If we get paid enough.
You'll get paid.
We're making sure, that's all. Come on. We wouldn't be saps enough to show this to anybody if that's what's bothering you, Carson. Proves we're in as deep as you.
That's true.
Here's a pen. Got it all ready.
There. Now, let's not delay any longer.
So the state troopers are going to make sure our plan works. Ain't that a laugh?
Now, come on, you two. Open up the back of this truck so I can get inside and do a job on that meat.
Okay.
This is some truck, ain't it?
Plenty cold inside of it, too. Special refrigeration and all.
Here's the door, Carson. Round and back.
Open it.
Yeah, that's what I... Hey, Hendricks. I thought you locked it up.
I'll be... Sure I locked it.
It ain't locked now.
Never mind that. Get busy. Open those doors.
Okay. They're pretty heavy. Feel that blast of cold air, Carson? Sure is chilly inside there.
That's exactly where you're going.
What the devil?
Who's that?
He's wearing a mask.
Don't move, any of you. The Green Hornet.
No.
So Carson was right. You did trail him.
But I took a side road. I lost
you. I followed you. My lights were out.
Can you beat that? So you're the guy who opened this lock.
A bent hairpin.
You've been inside the truck.
Climb up here.
Now, let's be sensible about this.
Hold.
Listen, Hornet.
Climb, or would you like me to pull the trigger?
No. No.
Don't shoot, Hornet. Don't.
I suppose there's nothing in that gun but gas. I've heard about the Hornet.
And you know I mean what I say.
Sure, it's okay by us.
Shut up, Hendricks. You can't bluff me, Hornet. What if you do pull that trigger? Where will that get you?
I've no time for talk, Carson. In.
No, you can't make me.
Take him.
You...
Gas. You... I can't breathe.
Now, you two, pick him up.
I didn't see you shoot.
Who done it if you didn't?
I don't matter what's behind you. Get Carson in here. Fast.
Okay. Only don't do nothing to us.
He's heavy.
Over the top, Hornet. Lift him.
Yeah.
I'm coming up. Now, don't try anything. Remember, there's a man behind you.
We ain't.
All right, in with Carson.
Now, hold on, Hornet. We ain't done a thing. We were just working for Carson.
We'll tell you anything you want to know.
I don't need information. Inside you, Rat.
In.
We're gone.
And you'll stay there.
Carson, get through the door. You want to freeze us to death?
Get back, both of you. There. To hurry, Cato.
Yes, sir.
Brinkley's had time enough to fix the tires on his car. He'll be out looking for us by now.
Yes, Mr. Bates.
State troopers may be out looking as well. You want to make sure they discover these rats right where they are without getting us.
I understand.
You get the sedan going. I'll drive this truck. Keep trailing me. We'll keep moving along this road till we meet up with Brinkley. Get going.
Brinkley and Lowry drove along the road.
I can't see any sign of our truck yet, Lowry. According to the schedule, we ought to be up with it by now.
If we hadn't got those blowouts, it'd be okay. The way that car went past us and dropped the tacks on the road, it must have been the Green Hornet.
We have the state troopers with us now. Even if he did locate the truck, we'll get there in time.
Look, Mr. Brinkley, up ahead, coming toward us. Isn't that your truck?
Yes, it is.
Hey, you troopers! That's it up ahead. Get up there.
That's it, all right.
The truck stopped. There's a guy jumping out of the driver's seat.
That's not the regular driver.
Look, he's getting in the car beside the truck, Brinkley. The troopers will never catch him. Hurry!
You troopers, after that car.
It's going too fast.
That's the Green Hornet.
I thought he had a special car.
Couldn't catch that one with a bullet, the way it's traveling.
Say, what's that? Somebody's yelling for help.
Whoever it is, it's from inside my truck.
We'll get you out.
Well, hurry up.
It's locked. Stand back. I'll shoot the lock off. There. Swing these doors back. Let me out. I'm froze.
We're caught. Don't shoot.
Hendricks, Smith, what happened?
The Green Hornet, he caught us, shoved us in the ice.
Hey, give me a hand. There's another guy here. He passed out.
Okay.
Hold on.
It's Carson. By all that's holy, what's he doing here?
Look at what he had with him, Mr. Brinkley. Full equipment for infecting the meat.
What do you two lugs know about this?
He got nothing on us. That guy Carson was in with the Green Hornet.
Sure, that's it.
Is that so? Then why did the Hornet gas Carson?
Yes.
Well, we don't know.
Run for it, Smitty. They got us. Stand right here.
The only place you're going is jail.
What's he got in his hand?
I ain't got nothing.
Hand it over.
Give me that.
What is it, Lowry? Wow, it's just about a full confession. That's all you need.
Come on, you two. You're headed for the cooler, and I don't mean refrigeration.
It's too bad we couldn't get the Green Hornet, too. To think that Carson was in with a crook like him.
Anyway, Brinkley, you have one thing to be thankful for.
Yes?
Green Hornet or no Green Hornet, your troubles have been put on ice for good.
That was Al Hodge as the Green Hornet, and the episode Put It on Ice. As I mentioned earlier, the series debuted back in January of 36, and it would leave the airwaves in December of 1952. The Green Hornet was back in the late 60s, though, as a television series, with Van Williams as the title character, and martial arts movie star Bruce Lee as Kato. The theme music for both versions was a renowned classical piece. I'll identify that and wrap up when radio was right after this break.
The man in the saddle is angular and long-legged. His skin is sun-dyed brown. The gun in his holster is gray steel and rainbow mother of pearl, his handle unmarked. People call them both the six-shooter.
This lean figure casts his steely gaze out over the violent frontier of the American West. He's a quiet man, but not one to be crossed.
You're going
to
let him kill me, huh?
Nobody's going to kill you, Robbie. Now, you just sit tight.
Cash! Cash, I'm coming out!
This ain't your affair, Britt. I told you that.
It's my affair now!
Film legend James Stewart stars in his only continuing radio role as Britt Ponsett, the six-shooter, in Radio Spirit's 10-CD collection, Gray Steel.
If you're after him, you're after me. I gave my word he'd get to Standish Falls.
Britt, you're forcing me to shoot you down.
That's right. That's just what I'm doing. Ought to be a pretty easy target, Cash. Come on. What are you waiting for?
Think I'm afraid, don't you?
You ought to be.
He had a way of disarming a situation, or a man, if necessary.
Give me your gun, Cash.
Save $15 on The Six Shooter, Gray Steel, today. It's regularly $39.98, but When Radio Was listeners can get it right now for only $24.98. Plus, get free shipping. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code SHOOT77.
Well, I'll be doggone.
Get 20 charming and charged up episodes of The Wild West, including the series' original audition recording. Order The Six Shooter, Gray Steel, today at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code SHOOT77. This offer is available for a limited time only to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
What outdoor activity has become very popular in recent years on bodies of water near you? I'll share the answer in just a moment.
For over 20 years, Signet Outdoors has made the best waterfowl decoys in the business. Now they bring that same tradition of painstaking research and development into the world of turkey hunting. Introducing Higdon's new lineup of hard-bodied decoys. Ultra-lightweight and versatile, these decoys have it all. Realistic, high-contrast paint schemes and XHD hyper-feathering detail for each individual feather. And Higdon's Apex stake system delivers natural movement in all conditions. Get real this turkey season with Higdon Outdoors.
The outdoor activity that has become very popular on bodies of water near you is kayaking. Kayaking is a great way to get exercise. It is environmentally friendly, fun, and an up-close and personal way to fish. Plus, it's easy on your pocketbook, too. So to learn more, go to drawntowildlife.com, where the seasons never end.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. Before the break, I was talking about the Green Hornet, and specifically the theme music for both the radio and the 1960s television version. It was a renowned classical piece, and although it was not about a hornet, it was about another stinging insect. The Flight of the Bumblebee by 19th century Russian composer Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov. Well, I'm Greg Bell, and we're done this time around, but be sure to stop by whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.